from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
One, two,
ladies and gentlemen.
Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
Thank
you, Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
I just misspelled genius again. And I always misspell. Nothing makes you feel more dumb than when you misspell the word genius.
Before you continue, can I ask you...
Yeah.
What the sentence was that you were spelling out genius? Were you referring to yourself? Were you updating your Twitter bio?
I was literally writing, this is genius.
Oh, okay.
Like, about something. Whatever.
It wasn't like you weren't tweeting out a picture of you and then saying, this is genius.
No, I mean, genius is on genius. That list, but
this is what genius looks like.
It's below hot, which I can spell. Sometimes I spell it with two T's.
In reference to, this
nothing.
Is genius.
It makes no difference. Don't even worry about
like
it. Get out of my personal business.
New style of tight pants?
Get out of my personal business.
This is genius?
No, you don't even need to know. Stay out of my life. But what I was saying is that nothing makes you feel more dumb when you misspell genius. I always feel like my shoulders sort of slump forward a little bit.
G-E-N-I-U-S, right?
I don't know. I let it go sometimes. But there's a list of words that are the sort of definitive words that people continuously forget how to spell. They continuously misspell these words. Mm. They're notorious for being misspelled. Damn it, Maury, come on in. My lerve.
Good morning, Dan Mori.
Okay,
because the article I was reading is there's a member of my family who cannot, for the life of him, spell definitely. He'll spell it sometimes with two F's or two T's,
it's
or leave out the E. No matter how hard he tries, he can never get it right. Definitely,
Dan Mori.
I don't think we're allowed pens.
No, not for spelling bee. Definitely is one of those words on the list that people notoriously misspell. You want to take a crack at definitely, Mori?
Okay, let me put on my glasses.
Why do you need your glasses?
So I can see my finger on the table.
Oh, I got you.
Finger's that small,
best.
Huh?
D-E-F-F-I-N...
Keep going.
I-T-L-E-Y.
Oh my God, Maury. Wrong.
No. Sorry. Okay, you want to try it again, Maury?
D-E-F... In... I-N in E-A-T-L-E-Y.
Oh, my God. Wrong again.
Can I just say something, Mocha? Just from a production standpoint,
yeah.
I think that your beep is a little low. I cranked the volume a little more on it. So more. There we go. Now Maury knows when he's wrong. I was worried that he may not know he was wrong.
Okay. Well, that's loud.
Let's keep it nice and loud here. Okay, Maury, definitely one more time.
Okay. D-E-F. Def. I-N. I definite N T Y.
Definite N T.
And there's a whole lot of words on there. Okay, Maury, definitely D E F I N I T E L Y.
Missed it.
D E F I N I T E L Y. Another word that people continuously misspell immediately.
Oh. Okay.
Well, you just made a sound.
You legit look scared.
Because it's one of those ones that could be too...
That's the kind of sound you make when you almost see a car hit another car. Not when somebody asks you to spell immediately.
You're like, oh no, I hope they're okay.
Okay.
Okay. And these are very difficult words. Most people misspell these words. Immediately.
E-M.
Sorry, start again?
E-M. Immediately.
Yeah. Exactly. Immediately.
E-I-M. A-M. E-M. Immediately. O-M.
Immediately.
Come on,
keep going
guess.
Through vowels, Maury. You'll get there.
E-I-O-A-E-I-O. A-E.
It's definitely not you. Immediately. Could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am. M-E-A-T, Mediately.
Dude. Mettley.
Oh, wait, no, wrong button.
Yeah, there we go. Maury, immediately, I-M-M-E-D-I-A-T-E-L-Y.
Oh, immediately.
Okay, here we go. Last one more. There are so many on here. Millennium. A lot of people had a hard time spelling millennium.
Millennium. M-I-M-M. Mil.
Sorry, what? Millennium?
M-I-L-L-M-M.
Millem. Millennium. Millennium.
Okay, one more chance. One more chance.
Mill. M-I-L-L.
Yes.
Millen. Len. L-E-N-N.
Okay, hold on here.
Now three L's?
Okay, three L's in there now.
Yo, in this conversation alone, you've taken three L's.
Yeah. Name a word that has three of one letter together. And
swoon.
And don't give me, whoo.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It was a delicious
that
kiss.
That is a loud kiss. A
that's
very
how I kiss.
Loud kiss.
Everybody's got their own technique. That's how I prefer to kiss.
That's true.
Catherine does not so much like it. So GQ proclaimed that kissing is overrated. Let me read this to you. Over half the world's cultures don't kiss romantically, they say. It simply doesn't have to be like this. Kiss scientists is a job only a notch less creepy than pickup artists have suggested two theories about kissing. Either it's something biologically inherent, like smelling, that comes from moms kiss feeding their babies. Kissing may also have way for early people to smell each other's salivas to see if their pheromones were compatible. Okay, so they get real deep into this. But she says kissing is a farce. The idea that pressing your mouths together and doing some French attributed tongue licking is the peak of romance is misguided. I understand that a lot of people love it, but no sexual act is exciting for everyone. We've accepted that. But kissing is somehow remained an unimpeachable part of foreplay. So we're looking for anyone and not being indifferent to kissing.
Yeah.
But is there anybody who does not like kissing?
So before we take this call, we got a text regarding the person that wrote the article for GQ.
Yeah.
Sounds like she's just a bad kisser.
Right. And this is my thing is that, you know, when somebody says they don't like something that everybody likes, like who doesn't like kissing? I'm just like, my immediately go to, well, you just haven't kissed the right people.
Or she just doesn't kiss a lot.
Maybe you're kissing boys. Maybe you should kiss girls. I don't know what the answers are.
Or maybe she's kissing girls and she needs to kiss boys.
Maybe
she,
yeah. Who knows?
Whatever.
Who knows? But I start looking for answers because in my head, I can't process the fact that somebody may not like kissing. Or it's not being indifferent to kissing, but actually disliking kissing. Yeah.
Hey,
that's
what's
the
going on?
Part.
Adil, go ahead.
I've actually been with two people who dislike it. And it can get awkward.
So they dislike kissing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is that... No, hold on here. But because are they... Do they dislike kissing because they actually don't like kissing? Or do they dislike kissing as, like, Pretty Woman didn't like kissing because they found it to be too personal? Or do they not like kissing?
They just don't like kissing.
When I hear somebody say they don't like kissing, I become that guy who smokes weed when somebody says they don't smoke weed, where they're just like, you just haven't tried the right weed.
Adil, have they ever given you... an explanation as to why they don't like kissing?
Yeah, one of them gave me an explanation, and she's like, oh, it's because I'm a germaphobe. I'm like, all right.
But what about other stuff?
Yeah, the other stuff she's cool with.
Oh.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. And then girl number two?
She never really gave me an explanation. She's just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, she just didn't want to kiss you, dude.
Yeah, she didn't like you, man.
Yeah.
No offense.
Thanks for the call. But again, if we're looking for somebody who actively, like who just does not like kissing, and being indifferent to kissing is different than not liking to kiss. The GQ article says that that it's I don't know if she said it was overrated, but that she just does not like kissing.
Hey, Kiss, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you texted us and you said you think kissing is gross.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you find kissing gross?
Honestly, I don't know. It's just from the first moment, I guess, I tried kissing someone, it was just I found it really disgusting. Just all the saliva was just freaking gross.
Are you with somebody right now?
Yeah, I'm with someone. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And you just don't kiss?
No, he knows I don't like it, and he tolerates it. I mean, I guess you could say we don't do that, but we do other things besides kissing.
But, like, what do you do with your mouths? Like, do you just sit there and talk to each other? Like, like, what do you do? What do you do?
No, like, I guess when we get intimate, he doesn't kiss me. Wow. He just kisses my neck and... Yeah. It goes from there.
So you're okay with like neck kissing and stuff, but you just don't want a mouth. Like you don't want to French somebody.
Yeah, the mouth thing I find is really gross. It's just saliva. I don't like it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Well, thanks for texting in, Joy.
No worries.
Hi, this is the Roz and Mocha Show. Is this Esther?
Yes, it is.
Hey, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. So what's up? Are you for kissing or are you against it?
First of all, it depends where.
Like on the kissing.
You dirty ass.
I don't think kissing on the lips. Like I don't like it.
You don't, huh? Talk us through this. Why? What is it about kissing that you don't like?
I've never actually liked it. It's not romantic to me. There's nothing to it. It just feels like I'm putting my lips against somebody else's. And it's like, sometimes it's rough, sometimes it's like gross and like sloppy. It's like, I don't think it's romantic. It's kind of gross.
Wow.
I'm actually really surprised by the amount of people that we're talking to, getting tweets and texts from, who don't like kissing. This is crazy.
But do you still kiss even though you don't like it?
Rarely. Like my husband's okay with it, but I'm just kind of like, he knows that I'm not a fan of it.
Wow.
Damn.
Jeez. So you guys just don't kiss. Like, what about a non sort of romantic kiss? And what I mean that is like, you know, he comes in the house, you come in the house where you greet each other, haven't seen each other in a while. Like, do you just do like a little kiss on the lips, like a peck or no?
He'll peck me on my cheek.
Really?
Oh, wow. I didn't even get the lips. Damn, Esther. Wow. Savage. Yo, thanks so much for calling in today.
No problem.
Maura, you love kissing.
I love kissing, but there are parts of kissing I don't like. I don't like the warmth of kiss, like the breath warmth of a kiss. Like, I'm not a fan of that.
See, I just don't care. I just love, like,
I love kissing,
If I get drool in my beard, I'm like, all good.
Sure. That means it's a good kiss.
Yeah, it means it's a good kiss. Yeah.
I prefer a peck. Because there's no warmth in a pack.
No, but we're talking like just like the passionate sort of. Oh, you know
I totally
what I mean
get
when
what
we're
you're
saying.
Yeah.
Like Frenching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I just don't like the warmth.
So you don't like kissing?
It's tough to say I don't like kissing because I like kissing if there's no warmth.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Hey, you guys want to play Mouse Charades?
And now it's time for the game everybody loves to play.
Show do.
It's like charades, but you make the noise of clues with your mouth. It's Mouth Charades! So get ready, get silly, and start to make those mouth charades.
Oh my goodness, I love this game.
Very simple. Dammit Maury will be giving the clues. Good morning, Dammit Maury.
Good morning.
And if you are playing along, Moke and I will alternate. As far as who is up and gets to try and guess it. Charades, we all know that. You act something out in front of your friends and family, and you got to try and guess what it is. Mouth charades, all the acting happens with Maury's mouth. He's not allowed to pantomime with his hands or make any body motions or movements.
You should probably do what we've done the last couple of times and just sit on your hands.
Yes.
After I read the clue.
You read the clue. okay, since Mocha is the only one who has ever got a question right during Mouth Charades, you can go first, Mocha.
By the way, what you're going to hear is, because we have 20 seconds on the clock,
right?
You're going to hear a ding to start the timer and then a double buzzer to end the timer. So we have that 20 seconds to give the answer.
Okay. I'm no good at this.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, Mocha, you are up. Damon Moore, are you ready?
Your first word?
Yeah.
Okay. And... Oh, motorcycle. Truck. Race car. F1 racing. Are you sure it's not a motor? Lawnmower.
Did it beep?
No. Come on, man. Man, you're just...
It's the same thing over and over. Chainsaw.
Oh, and I was going to say chainsaw.
See, to me, it sounded like somebody angry. Like I was going to say dad. Okay, I'm up.
Okay.
All right.
You get the word, damn it, Maury.
Good.
Okay.
Sit on your
seconds.
Hands.
Yep.
And your 20 seconds starts now.
That is, it sounds like, I'm not good at this. I don't know what that is. Okay.
Wait. Dialing a phone number on a rotary phone.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Say it again.
Dialing a phone number.
No, the clue. Do it again.
Oh.
I don't know, it kind of sounds like a sprinkler.
Don't forget, like some of them go longer than others.
It does sound a little sprinklery.
Right?
Rotary phone is what it was. Okay, so zero for me, like always.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Video game. Video game song. The radio. Oh my god, Ferris wheel. And
the ice cream truck.
Dude, you still had more time.
Oh, there you go. Oh. Sorry.
You just ripped me off, bro.
Sorry. I thought I heard it while I was going.
That's not the the ice cream song either.
What is it? Are you sure?
Do you want to actually add in the truck part?
Clearly,
of the ice
you've
cream
never bought
truck?
Ice cream from an ice cream truck.
They're okay. Always parked when I get to them.
Okay, okay. I'm up now. I'm okay. Up.
Right. Ready?
Yeah. Yes.
And
Wait.
Excuse me? Is you saying wait part of this or no?
No, I'm trying to get it.
Oh.
There you go.
Are you playing beer pong? I don't know what you're doing right now. I don't know what that is.
Baseball hitting a bat.
Baseball hitting a bat? That's your baseball sound?
That is the quietest baseball ever.
Okay, let me hear. Okay, Mocha, give me that clue for a second. I don't even need it. I know exactly what you said. I don't know why I was trying to take that clue. Okay, Mocha,
yeah.
Here, close your eyes for a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you tell me what this sounds like.
Okay. Yeah, baseball hitting a bat.
Yeah.
You were sounding like a wiffle ball. Okay, hitting a bat.
I don't know what that was.
No idea.
Like a woodchuck.
Okay.
Okay.
Last one?
Yeah.
All right. And
okay.
Go. I don't even know what that is.
Wait a minute. Am I guessing or are you guessing? Were
it's
you guessing?
Mocha word.
Oh, why was I so stressed out then?
Oh, that was my word?
Yes.
Oh, what was
okay,
it?
Start it again. I'll do okay, it.
Do you fine. Have a guess?
Yeah.
Let's start again. It's a lawnmower cutting the grass. It's getting a haircut. Using clippers for a haircut. A UFO. Laser beams.
Trimming your arm hair.
Trimming your beard. Trimming your chest.
I have this real urge to harmonize with you.
What is it?
A photocopier.
Oh.
That's a photocopier?
No. Yeah, those are the papers.
No, okay.
Dude, you are the absolute worst.
I start to think that you are actually deaf because it sounds like to me you've never heard anything before in your life. It's like you're doing mouse charades with only things that you've read described in a book.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, real quick, let's talk about delicious food on flights with Air Transat.
Yeah, I've never had to get on a flight. I've never been going anywhere where I thought I needed to save room for dinner on the flight.
Right?
You know?
And we're not talking like basic dinner.
No.
This is like restaurant style. Air Transat has partnered with Great Quebec chef Daniel Vezina to offer gourmet meals on its flight.
Yeah, it's four courses. Four courses. You got the cheese plate, the dessert, a little bit of vino.
The chef's menu by Daniel Vezina is included when you fly in club class on Air Transat. Listen, you got to check out the menu. You got to get in on this deal. Reserve yours right now at airtransat.com.
I like that a lot. I love food. We gotta stop talking about food, man. I'm dying right now. You want to take a phone call?
Yeah. Hi, this is Ron Zamoka. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jack again.
What up, Jack?
How much you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good thing. I have two questions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One, I wanted to know. I'm listening to you guys, and I want to know, like, what could I do to, like, be on the radio, like you guys, like. Does it involve school, or you just have to apply?
Well, whatever, like, man. Do it now. What do you want to do?
Like, be on the radio, like, as a career, or you just, like, want to hang out with us on the radio?
Well, both would be amazing.
We'll audition you right now, bro.
All right. Go audition.
Okay. We'll audition you right now. So do you have anything to say?
I want to talk about, like, life. Like, you know how you guys talk about the news? Like, research something, talk about it, like, do anything.
What's your last name, Jack?
DiCarlo.
Okay, we're going to have to change that. Hold on. You're going to go by,
Well, I was going to ask you... In a perfect world, Jack, what would your radio name be? Or you want to just be Jack?
Jack, I feel like that's sick.
No, I think we got to put something in front of it. Like, what's that? Like, Maury says Jack Rabbit.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. What about...
what kind of stuff do you like, Jack?
What about Jack Little? Like, what about Big Jack Little? Right. What if we called you that?
Big Jack Little?
Yeah. Come on, man.
That's a good name, actually. Big Jack Little.
Yeah, okay, all right, fine. All right, well, Big Jack Little on Kiss 92.5. What are your interests, Big Jack Little?
I enjoy hockey.
Yeah.
I enjoy some music. I'm starting to get into music more.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. You're just going to freestyle for us right now, okay? You're going to introduce yourself. You're going to say, it's Kiss 92.5, so all the people know what they're listening to.
All right.
And make sure you say your name, who you are.
Yes. And you're going to maybe tee up the hockey game tonight. I believe it's game two, Vegas and Vegas and Washington.
Yeah.
Maybe try and tell like a little joke, make something sound funny, and then introduce what song, Mocha?
And then you're going to introduce a song. You're going to introduce a new song by Elijah Woods. It's called Ain't Easy. But if you forget, anything, we'll
help you out.
Okay.
Okay, go for it. In 3, 2, 1, action.
Good morning, Kiss 92.5. It's Big Jack Little. How's everybody's morning going?
Good.
Today, Vegas and the Washington Golden Knights are starting their game two in Vegas. Vegas beat off Washington 6-4 last game. So Washington needs to make an outcome or it's going to be down 2-0. So either or, it's good because neither of these teams have ever won a Stanley Cup before. So no matter who wins, it's going to be heartbreaking on one side and emotional on the other side of all the happiness. Coming up next, we have Big Elijah, Easy 8, I think it is.
That Ain't Easy by Elijah Woods.
Ain't Easy by Elijah Woods.
On Kiss 92.5.
On Kiss 92.5.
Right on!
There you go.
There you go. See?
Big Jack Little! I love it.
It's that easy, bro. It's that easy.
I had a second question if we have time.
Well, come on, man. What do you want from us, bro?
I was waiting for this friggin' Elijah Woods song to play now. They're hype.
Oh, sorry.
Just kidding. All right, just quickly ask your second question.
It's my mom's birthday. I want to know if we can, like, give her a call or
Call back another time, Big Jack Little.
Dude, okay. That should have been your number one. And then we could have called your mom. Okay, what's your mom's name?
Jennifer DiCarlo.
All right, how about we just say happy birthday, Jennifer DiCarlo?
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right,
okay.
Jack. Big
Thank
Jack Little.
So
here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So we are 9 days away from the provincial election, Roz.
Mm-hmm.
Latest polls have the PC in the lead, followed by NDP and then Liberals. And the polls open early, too.
You can vote now.
You can head out there and vote instead of waiting until June 7th. You get out there right now and vote. We just got the letter the other day.
I like going on the day. I like being part of the action.
We got our letter on Friday telling us which school in our neighborhood to go to their gymnasium and go and vote.
Yeah.
We always do day of.
Yeah. I like being a part of the action. I like waiting in line. I like talking to the people in line.
Oh,
I'm good with
anybody.
That.
No, just show up, do my thing.
Oh.
Dip.
Yeah.
Don't talk to anyone about it.
No.
Are you kidding?
Oh,
no,
I love
absolutely
it.
Not.
Oh, I love it.
Do you and Catherine in your house talk about who you're going to vote for?
No, not in my house.
That? No?
No. She will do anything to just not listen to anything. I tried to watch the debate the other night. She was in the office doing laundry, all this stuff. I was like deep into the debate, and she walks in the living room, sits on the couch, looks at the TV, and goes, "Really, anything but this?" Yeah, there's not. She doesn't care. She just has no time for it. She doesn't want to sit and listen to these people just jabber on.
Yeah,
she'll make her decision based on
lies, lies, lies.
Yeah, yeah, she'll do her own. She'll do her own thing. She'll do her own research, but she has no. She will not be swayed by anything that anybody's going to say in a debate.
So the Dammits, our very own Dammit Maury and his husband Dammit Matthew, went out and voted last night.
Oh, you did?
They did. And on their way to go and vote, Dammit Maury, being the trusting husband that he is, secretly recorded the conversation between him and Dammit Matthew walking down the street.
Why are you making me go and vote now? Like, we have a whole other week to go.
Maury, we have a right to vote. We have to go vote. I want to go vote. I want to get this over with.
But if we vote now, they're going to lose the ballot.
They're not going to lose the ballot. It's illegal. They can lose the ballot the day of.
No, but it's on a piece of paper. If you put an X, it's a piece of paper. They have to store it somewhere for a week. There's a chance they're going to lose our ballots.
No, they're counting them and all that. They could lose the ballot the day of. Who knows? Sweetie, don't be that dumb.
Should we be discussing like who we're voting for so that we go in as a family?
Okay, you do you, I'll do me.
Well, I need to know who you're voting for.
No,
like,
don't
you need to know who I'm voting for?
No, never discuss politics with anyone. Politics, religion, and money.
No, but we're
except
a family.
Money, we better be discussing.
I never discuss money with you.
I know.
But we're a family. We should know what each other are voting for so that, you know, it's a household vote.
I think you know who I'm voting for, and I think I know who you're voting for.
Do you even know the stands? What they're standing for?
Oh, who knows? They're all saying the same.
Then you know who should have ran? Me. I could have run for premier.
No offense, Maury. Who the is going to vote for you?
Why not? If they're going to vote for those people, then why not me? You could be first lady.
It's madame to you.
I'll buy you gelato if you tell me who you're voting for.
I never say no to gelato.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Hi, this is the Roz and Mocha Show. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. My name's Delish.
What's up, Delish? Yo, for real, your name is Delish.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hi, say hi. My daughter wanted to say hello.
Your daughter's in the car. I wanted to ask you so many more questions about your name. What's your daughter's name?
Rhea.
Hi, Rhea. How are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
She's being shy now, but we try calling in every morning just to say hello to you guys. Just because we love listening to you every morning.
Aw, well, that's very nice. Thank you. How old are you, Rhea?
I'm
5 years old. Okay, what grade are you in?
I'm in kindergarten.
Aw, wow. What do you know what you're going to do today in kindergarten? Or what do you hope that you're going to get to do today in kindergarten?
I'm going to do a presentation that I'm going to do about wrestling.
Wait, did you just say you're doing a presentation on wrestling?
On leopards.
Oh, on leopards. I was really interested to hear about your presentation on wrestling, Rhea. Well, thank you very much for calling in today. I hope you have a wonderful day in kindergarten.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
We love you guys so much.
We love you too, Delish.
I can't believe we actually got through, but you guys do an amazing job. And just keep doing such wonderful work. We love you guys.
Thank you. Hey, Delish, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Roz is.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I'm sorry.
I have no more questions.
I love him.
Yeah, Mocha's
done. I met him once at the International Center, and he's my biggest crush, and I just he's so handsome.
Hey. Your 5-year-old kid is in the car.
I'm sorry.
Listen, calm down. Just because your name is Delish.
And then I'm lying.
Have a wonderful day.
You guys too. We love you.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It's Catherine's birthday last night.
It was. Happy birthday, Catherine.
Yeah. She's sick this morning, though. She's not feeling well.
Oh, no. Too much birthday cake.
She doesn't eat birthday cake.
Oh.
Well, she does. She does. We went to, we went and got poutine and sat in the park.
Oh, nice.
Which was great.
Yeah.
Bought a bottle of cider from a farmer's market.
Yeah.
And then cracked that open in the park.
Nice.
The photo was the most romantic thing I've seen in a long time.
I haven't
time.
Seen the picture.
Oh, it's on her Insta.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. I haven't checked her Insta. Well, how do you see pictures on her Insta that I don't see?
Hold on. Let me see.
I don't know. Hold on.
It's in her story.
Oh, I don't look at stories.
Gosh.
Do you have her on like notifications, Maury? So like when she posts something, it you
well, no,
get
she,
the...
she tagged me in a photo of the flowers I sent her, and that's how I saw her story.
She did appreciate the flowers, though, Maury. No, it was really lovely. No, she did appreciate the flowers.
Can you imagine? She didn't appreciate
she
did. It.
She posted on her stories, these flowers suck.
Could you imagine? That'd be so great. Oh, my God, I would love it. I'd marry her tomorrow.
That's all it takes?
Finally. The one reason I was looking for. No, I'm kidding. I'll spend my life with
really
this woman.
This sweet, man.
So we went to a park and it was real great. And there was tons of kids and it started getting around 8 o'clock and past 8, actually, it was like 8:15 or something. And all Roxy wanted to do was play tetherball.
Yeah.
Cause they have this tetherball thing set up in, where were we? Dufferin Grove. And they have this tetherball thing set up and there were these little kids playing on it and they were younger than Roxy. So she didn't want to go and disturb these little kids.
Sure, cause she's not eight?
Eight and a half. Yeah. And then these like two older dudes, like these two teenagers walked up to these two little kids and were like, our turn. And the two, and the two little kids were like, oh, okay. And then they just grabbed their stuff and left. And then Roxy was like, well, why don't we just go and do our turn if that's the rule around here? I have no idea. And then so these two other dudes were playing and then they
like
left.
How old do you think they were?
Like 16, 17, something like that. And then so Roxy went off and played in the park and Catherine and I were on the blanket. And then Catherine's keeping an eye on the tetherball. Pole, I guess what you call it.
Yeah.
Right? Court. I don't know. Sure. What is it? Pit.
Yeah.
And then she's
area.
Like, yeah, area. And then she's like, oh, they're gone. And I was like, okay, cool. She's like, go get that. And so I go alone.
Grown ass man.
One person. Yeah. One person. So, and I'm standing there in front of this tetherball pole with the ball on the string holding it. Right. I basically walked up to an arcade game and put a quarter down on it. Yeah. And I was like, next game. So I'm just standing there holding it. And I'm like, what, you know, and in my head, I have all this stuff racing through my head at this point because I'm like, what looks more weird? Me just standing in the middle of a tetherball court, not doing anything, or me as a grown man playing tetherball by himself? So I picked up the ball and I started batting it around.
That's weird.
Catherine's running to go and get Roxy at this point.
Yeah.
And then I had flip flops on.
Oh no.
And this kid walks up to me and she goes, why are your toes painted? I go,
oh no, you're roasted now.
Yeah. I go, I don't know, because I like it. And she goes, what are you doing? And I go, I'm waiting. I'm going to play tetherball. I'm waiting for my kid. She looks around over one shoulder, looks around over the other shoulder and goes, where's your kid then?
Right? Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to don't talk to strangers?
Oh, out the window. So she's like, where's your kid then? And I'm like, she's on her way for real. She goes, want to play with me while you wait then? And I go, okay. So
wait,
like,
did you ask her where her parents were?
No, I don't care at this point. So I hit the ball lightly because she's a kid. And she nails it and it comes whipping around. I matrix move by the end of it. And then she catches it and she goes, so where's your kid? And at this point, my kid, Roxy, starts running towards the tetherball court, but she sees that there's another kid there. And so she's kind of like, what is even going on? And I go, there's my kid. She goes, how old is she? I go, 8. She goes, me too. Can I play with her? And I go, okay. And then Rox comes up and I was like, Rox, there's a kid here that wants to play tetherball with you. And she's like, okay, later, dad.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You got killed by two kids.
Yeah. And then I go back to the blanket with Catherine and Catherine was like, what even just happened? And I was like, this kid just like whatever. And she goes, whatever happened to don't talk to strangers?
Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I saw this on Twitter. And I know that there are people who are listening right now who will have stories as well. A woman by the name of Georgia Hardstar tweeted that got this conversation going. What's a weird thing your family did that you thought was totally normal until you moved out? For example, we kept birthday candles in the freezer. And then I was thinking, our house, there's two specific things that stick out in my mind. Is that my dad, Vern, would take saran wrap and wrap the remote control, the television remote. To protect the buttons.
Really?
Yeah, and he still does to this day.
So you had to push the buttons through saran wrap?
Yeah. And not only that, wild. Take it a step further.
Yeah.
Because apparently saran wrap was very precious in our house.
Yeah.
Forget about if like the saran wrap started to get loose.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of getting a new saran, he would take a rubber band and put it around like a free area of the remote control. And to take it
like in between buttons?
For a further step, if there was like a little tear in the saran wrap
from like a fingernail or a ring or something,
and the remote control was
exposed, God forbid,
he would take a piece of scotch tape
and put it over that
over the saran wrap. Yeah, that saran wrap would have to be destroyed before you took a new sheet of saran and wrapped it.
And it's one of those things where when you grow up like that, you assume it's like that in everyone's house until you go to somebody else's house and you realize that, and then you hold a remote for the first time with no saran wrap on it, and it's like a glorious feeling.
I went to the neighbor across the street, Marco. I went to his house and we were in the basement watching TV, and I was like, dude, your remote control, it's not wrapped with saran. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you got to protect the buttons. What are like crumbs and stuff? And you destroy the buttons.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not touching that. I'm going to get in trouble if I touch that.
Yeah. Like, aren't you going to get in trouble by your dad?
No, it's interesting. It's interesting. Maura, you grew up in a very unique household, downtown Toronto, Kensington Market with your father.
Yeah. My Aunt Susie would always clean the microwave by putting a wet cloth in the microwave.
Does that work?
How she cleaned the microwave. But I've never seen.
Wait, what do you mean? Like put a cloth inside and turn the microwave on?
Yeah, she would like wet a cloth.
Yeah.
Put it in the microwave for like 2 minutes, and then microwave's clean. And I'm like, but you didn't move the cloth around.
Oh, wow.
So you just got a warm cloth after? You just got a warm cloth. A couple of the tweets. When I was 4, my mom convinced me that every so often fish and birds would change color. So whenever a pet died, she'd replace it and didn't have to tell me.
That's just rude. That's
this might so not clever. Count, but my parents told me rice crackers were cookies. I was apparently really pissed off when my friend gave me an Oreo. Family dinner cuss out. We could say whatever horrible words we wanted for 3 minutes once a month at dinner time simultaneously, then couldn't curse for the rest of the month.
Wow.
We stick our heads under the faucet when we want a quick drink of water. The horror on my new college friend's face when she took me home and I did it in front of her parents.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Can I add one more?
Wow, yeah.
Of course.
Did you ever live in a household where no matter when you bought cereal, you always emptied the cereal into one of those cereal Tupperwares?
Jeez.
Like growing up, I always had to empty the cereal into the cereal Tupperware.
Yeah, keep
like
it fresh.
But anytime I'd visit a friend, they poured cereal in a cereal box.
Yeah.
Not cereal Tupperware.
Right. Or you think that that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's supposed to go in the Tupperware.
Nobody does that.
Yeah, no. That's wild.
We're going to start with line 4. Bushra, go ahead.
So growing up, I'm Pakistani, so we have like these pickled containers, and every time it would empty, she would save them to store money inside the house or jewelry.
Did you say a pickled container or a tickle container?
A pickled container.
Oh, like, okay. I'm like, I don't know what goes on in those Pakistani households, but a tickle container sounds wonderful. Yeah.
So she would save the jars, the containers?
She would save the jars, and then she would put like any cash or any gold we would have in there. So if a robber came to my house, they would never go for the kitchen because she thinks that nobody's going to open a pickled container up to find money inside.
Wow.
Thanks, Bushra.
Bye.
Hey, Jack, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
No, I relate to Maury with the cereal at Tupperware. Every time we buy cereal, my mom always puts it in a Tupperware, and every time I go to somebody else's house, it's weird.
Can I tell you what Catherine does?
Uh-huh.
Which I only realized this not that long ago, is that when she buys cereal, she takes the bag out of the box and throws the box away.
And then, does what
and
with
then
the bag?
Rolls up the top of the bag and puts it in the pantry.
Really?
Yeah. She doesn't. Yeah. The box is never there. She takes the box out, throws the box away in the recycling, and then rolls the bag up and puts like a chip clip on the top of it.
Have you ever asked her why?
No.
Like what Jack said, is it to save room?
I don't know, because I think that a full bag of cereal would actually take up maybe more room than a thin box of cereal. Because you know what it's like? It's like when you got a carrying a few extra pounds and you take your skinny jeans off. You know what I mean? Those legs don't look like they did while they were in them jeans.
Do you have a rule in your house if you open the cereal, you have to crunch the bag down when you're done using it?
I am not part of the cereal world at all. I don't eat cereal.
Really?
One, because I'm a grown man. And two, I don't particularly enjoy cereal.
But there's cereal. Adult cereal, Shreddies, Life.
Hey, Jack, we appreciate the call today, man.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, Kiss, it's Roz and Mocha. Go ahead.
So growing up, we had a cleaning lady that came every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Every Monday night, we had to clean our house.
What?
Yeah, we had to clean before the cleaning lady comes. So yeah. Every Monday night, my brothers and I had to clean our room so the cleaning lady wouldn't judge our messy house.
Yeah.
So what would the cleaning lady clean then if your house was already clean before she got there?
She would just re-clean.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. We Kat, we do that too in our house.
Do you?
Yeah, we have a I don't even like to call her a cleaning lady because she's really family. She's incredible. Her name is Colleen, and she comes over every now and then to do the house. And Catherine, like, will wake up super early, like, make sure the dishwasher's done. And if for some reason we forget that Colleen's coming over, Catherine is, like, mortified.
Yeah.
Like, mortified that the person who is coming over to clean our house will see the house messy. Like, she's I'm telling you, she's mortified. Like, completely mortified.
So, well,
and
for
I think
example,
it's because she's such a nice person, right?
Oh, you
because,
don't offend her.
Yeah, because Colleen is because Colleen is such a wonderful such a wonderful human being that Catherine doesn't want to offend her.
So let's say if there's a little bit of I don't know, dust or whatever on the floor, will Catherine vacuum it up?
Yeah.
If
yeah.
there's dishes in the sink, would she put it in the dishwasher or yeah. wash them?
In the dishwasher, and I try my best to do like a quick little fridge clean out before she comes
really?
Over. Yeah.
Okay, if
yeah.
there's fingerprints on a mirror, will either of you take the Windex and clean the mirror?
No, Catherine, but Catherine did have Roxy do that the other night.
Before Colleen came over?
Yeah.
Similar story with my Nana. She will not fire the cleaning lady, Rosa, because Rosa is getting so old and is losing her eyesight, but Nana feels too bad to get rid of her.
Right.
So Nana will do a full clean and allow Rosa to come around with the duster.
Right,
and
yes.
And pay Rosa for what Nana already did.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I'm sure Colleen is listening to this right now going, you do not clean before I come over.
Wow, you are not the only person. Thanks so much for calling in today.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. Hey, it's the Roz and Mocha Show. What's up?
So I heard that comment about the pet changing color. Anyway, I had a hamster and I thought it lived for like 6 or 7 years. It had died maybe 4 times and my parents kept replacing it.
Oh, no.
But anyway, they would actually freeze it and tell me they were bringing it to the vet so the vet could fix it. And then one time, I guess they couldn't get the same color hamster. So they brought me a substitute hamster from the vet, apparently, but it had red eyes. It looked really different, and it bit me, and I said, you know what? I want back my other hamster. I cried, and then they brought it, and they said the vet fixed it. It was finally better.
Wow.
But basically, it just kept dying, and they were replacing it. So.
Wait, but every time the hamster died and they put it in the freezer, did they get rid of that hamster, or they just had a hamster of like 6 or 7?
I think that only happened once. I think they only put it in the freezer. Like, they had told me they froze it, because I was like, well, where did it go?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, they didn't have time to get a new one. So they said, oh, it's in the freezer. It's going to the vet. And so I totally believe that, like, the vet revived these frozen hamsters and fixed them. And, yeah, I was...
Wow.
It was a learning experience when I was in grade 2.
Wow.
So.
Oh, man. Yeah. Thanks so much for calling in today. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It's a Memorial Day in the States. It's also Hamburger Day today.
Ah. Man.
Right.
Oh, so good. I made the thickest hamburger over the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, I went to the butcher and got some fresh ground meat.
What'd you do with it? How big do you make your burgers? How many ounces? Do you weigh them?
No, I just make them as thick as possible.
Really?
Yeah, I have a burger press, a handheld one.
Yeah.
So I stuff as much meat into the burger press as possible.
Really, huh?
Yeah.
See, I'm very specific with mine. 4.5 ounces.
Really?
Yeah, and I squash them down super flat. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you measure an ounce?
With it? What do you mean?
Like, you don't have an ounce cup.
An ounce cup? I have a scale.
Oh, I don't know if because like you have like a cup that measures liters and all that. So I'm trying to figure out.
Well, there's a difference.
Meat not, into a cup.
He's not
how do you measure
a hamburger? Liter hamburger.
Okay, hold on. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Can I get a quarter liter with cheese, please? Okay, Maury, there's a difference between with units of measure. There's a difference between like volume and weight.
Yes.
Okay.
Volume is how much. Weight is
how much.
Right.
What is happening, guys? Seriously.
But do you get my question?
Yeah. No.
Okay, what?
How do you measure an ounce?
How do you measure an ounce? With a scale. How do you measure a pound?
Okay, with a scale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And then how do you measure?
But then when you're doing cheese, they always say a cup of cheese. So right. How many cups are in it? Aha. How right. many cups
but
are
you don't, but Maury, but you don't weigh 250 cups. Like volume and weight are two different things.
But I could weigh cups.
Hold on, okay. Yeah, but cups. How much do you weigh, what? Maury? How much do you weigh?
I weigh currently 149.
Right. But cups of what though?
149.
No, but cups, like empty
cups. You would have to, you would need to give me, this is going to sound disgusting, but you, Maury, if you wanted to give your weight in cups, you would have to measure bone and flesh. So you would need to know how much, like, I don't know what you would be, maybe like 200 and something cups of human.
Oh, that's so nasty. Yeah,
like, so I don't, I wouldn't even know how somebody would do that. I can't find anything on the internet.
When no. I type in.
What did you type in? How much does a human weigh in cups?
No, I typed 149 pounds to cups.
Because you can't do it. You can't do it.
And the only but thing, that's... all the results I'm getting is for breast augmentation.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You okay, Maury? Maury's over there secretly dying, silently dying.
Choking on milk.
What?
Choking on milk.
I thought about that yesterday. You know, it's funny when it was like, I don't know, 40 degrees. Because I think we were goofing on it yesterday morning. And then I saw somebody having milk yesterday.
Yeah, a hot ass day. It was like 38 degrees yesterday.
And then I saw somebody
drinking milk. Like your mouth would just get so pasty and dry. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure it's refreshing in the moment, but.
Yeah. You'd look like you need to go to the vet. Yeah. Like, it was so wild. It was 40 degrees yesterday. That's and it was grown, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was he coming back from the gym? And they used,
no.
Because you know you're supposed to drink milk after the gym.
They tried to turn milk into an after chocolate milk. Remember that?
Oh,
they tried to make chocolate milk after the gym happen?
Those big ads?
Yeah.
Of course. No,
I'm not saying that it's not great, but nobody wants milk after a workout.
I'll tell you what it does. It makes you feel bloated.
Right.
And you feel terrible after.
Yeah. You just get a thick.
Wait, what are you drinking? Are you drinking milk in there in the other room?
I'm drinking almond milk, yeah.
Oh, almond milk. Do you like almond milk? Catherine drinks almond milk.
I like almond milk.
Yeah, and, really like it
doesn't make you feel bloated like milk does. Yeah.
You don't like almond milk?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah. I'm good with just regular.
What do you don't like about it?
I don't know. I just don't like the taste.
So yeah. Do they just blend it? I'm trying, I've like once tried to figure out how they turn that into milk.
Yeah, you squeeze it.
Squeeze it.
Have you never squeezed an almond before?
You, blister.
You can squeeze anything and turn it into milk.
Makes
that's
sense.
Disgusting. That's,
yeah, that's
disgusting.
That's
I
so
immediately
gross.
Nine things just popped into my head. I was like, not drinking that. Not drinking that. I so just gross. Saw something today where somebody drinks cockroach milk.
That's the new trend right now.
Hold on a second here.
Dude, that is the grossest thing.
Show me where
why
this
would
is,
you even
Maury.
Say
come
that?
Here.
Apparently.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Yeah, listen to this.
Yeah.
Listen to
I
this.
I didn't even know cockroaches made milk, well, and that's what makes it even more
but
gross.
But does a cockroach have a teat, or is it like
the
out of something
roaches.
Else? Okay, so people are drinking cockroach milk.
I might actually throw
and
up.
They say it tastes the same as the milk from cows.
But do you know how many cockroaches you'd have to milk to get a glass?
They say from almond to soy to hemp to hazelnut, milk isn't just for cows anymore, they say. Cow's milk remains by far the biggest in the business. We know that.
Yeah.
More than 750 million tons is produced and consumed every year. That is a lot of milk. Yeah. But as the global population grows and sustainability increases, some are looking elsewhere for traditional food sources. All other forms of milk require farming. Goat's milk is obvious, but other sources such as coconut and rice have an effect on the environment. So producing enough is hugely expensive, which is why people are milking cockroaches, they say.
That is like, you guys have to stop. This is so gross.
They're cheap.
They're what?
They're cheap and they hardly take up any room, they say. Some people are really drinking cockroach milk as a dairy alternative now. Oh, the milk God. Is derived from the cockroach crystals, a part of the insect found in its gut.
Oh, that's
according
so
to scientists,
nasty.
These so crystals gross. Are, quote, like a complete food, rich in essential amino acids and protein. A researcher from the Institute of Stem Cell Biology and
Institute
Regenerative
of
Medicine
nastiness.
In India claims that the nutritional value of the cockroach milk is much higher than other milks.
Guys, honestly.
And they also say what's amazing is that cockroach milk from the guts of a roach doesn't taste any different than cow's milk.
Yeah, but you know where it came from. So while you're drinking it, you got to think about that.
Yeah, Exactly. Like I said, Maury, if you squeeze anything hard enough, you can milk it.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Let me ask you this, because this is the situation I'm in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I live in a fantastic neighborhood, and I get along really well with all my neighbors.
Sure.
Right? Although I do have a set of neighbors who, they don't maintain their lawn.
Right.
And the backyard looks like a forest, a wild forest.
Yeah.
Weeds everywhere.
Now, you can see their backyard how?
I could see, well, from my backyard.
You can't. There's no fence?
There is a fence.
Yeah.
But the weeds are just so high.
Right.
And I can also see their backyard from like one of the upstairs bedrooms out the window.
When you're
right?
spying. I mean, when you're just looking.
When I'm looking to see what the backyard is.
Not spying.
But their weeds are like, you know, coming into my backyard. And I try my best to maintain the backyard as much as possible.
Yeah.
Cut the grass all the time, fertilize, keep it looking nice. But the side that is closest to the neighbors, I get all their weeds. And it's just frustrating. Like, I spent an hour just picking out weeds the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm still not done.
So
and I said to my wife, I was like, yo, I'm going to go knock on their door and just ask them politely to please cut their grass because it's affecting my grass. And I'm maintaining.
Yeah.
I'm caring about my property.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know. Like, you don't know what kind of reception you're going to get from them. We don't really know them.
It's tough. I don't know what you do in that situation. Like, because it is their lawn.
Sure.
They don't have to care about it.
They don't
at all.
But when it's affecting my property?
It is. But then it's your problem. You know, like their weeds on your property is not their problem. It's your problem at that point. Their weeds in their backyard is their problem.
Like they have a tree. They got like a row of trees, right?
Yeah.
And one of them is dead. And it's been there dead.
Yeah.
Since we moved into that house like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I know. So like how far can you go with a neighbor? Is that what you're asking sort of thing? Like, can you knock on somebody's door and say, yo, clean up your dirty ass backyard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it is technically their side. And like in between the houses, they have like broken glass.
Oh.
And there's like all these old like brooms and mops just laying there. And they've been there since we moved in.
I would always say this. And I know, damn it, Maury would disagree with me. But I would always say this. I would have that conversation in person as opposed to calling somebody. Like, it's very easy if one of your neighbors has something going on to call 311 on them. They got a bunch of trash in their backyard. You can call 311. They come over and give them a citation or whatever it is. I would always have that conversation with somebody.
Because here's the reason why I suggested to my wife that I go over and talk to them.
Yeah.
Is because last year I noticed there was like a ton of cigarette butts where on our property where the trees are.
Yeah.
And I knocked on the door and I said, hey, hi, neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, just I wanted to let you know, like, I don't know who smokes in the house. Totally cool. Don't care. But can you refrain from throwing your cigarette butts on where my trees are?
Yeah.
You know, toss them on your side, whatever.
Sure.
And we went for a walk and came back like an hour later and all the cigarette butts were gone. They were cleaned up.
Okay.
So they came outside and they took care of the cigarette butts, which I thought was like decent.
Yeah. No, it is decent. See, if somebody knocked on my door and said that, I'd be like, I don't smoke. Even if I did, I'd be like, I don't smoke.
SOB.
No, it's tough though. It is tough. It's extremely difficult to know how to deal with neighbors, especially when you don't deal with people face to face anymore.
Yeah.
It's really tough. You almost want to find them on Facebook, friend them, message them and see if they sort it out.
God, they live like 2 feet away, bro. Fabian's on the phone. What do you want to say, dude?
I would knock. I'd just say, look, I don't mean to be a douche or nothing, but like your weeds are coming on my side, bro.
I know, but weed problems in, especially in Canada, because they, since 2010, they passed a whole bunch of rules as far as what sort of weed killers that you're allowed to use in this country, especially this province. Ontario is very difficult. We don't have the solutions available to us like you do if you live down in America, where you could just go and to the Canadian Tire or American Tire, whatever it would be, in Walmart in the States, and buy the super hot weed killer that just gets rid of them in 3 days.
Yeah,
like it's tough, man. When you're dealing with weeds in your lawn, it is a tough thing to get rid of when you're in Ontario.
Well, I'm going through it right now. I'm picking weeds every day, all day.
Like the thing, you know, I think about, like, what if I knock on my neighbor's door and I say, hey, you got a really bad weed problem leading into my yard.
Yeah.
And they just look at me and they're like, so?
So. It's because some people don't care about weeds. That's the whole thing.
Or then you better deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then what do I say?
At least you dealt with the situation. You know what I mean? At least you tried.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oof. All right. Thanks, Fabian.
Anyways, have a good day, guys. You're awesome. You know that.
Take care, brother.
Later.
Hey, Michael, what's going on, dude? It's Ron Zamoka.
So I have the same situation as you with the lawn, because I live in a semi-detached house, and the thing is, our grasses are, we share the same property, kind of, right? So me and my dad are always trying to maintain the grass, and these guys always got their lawn. They never cut their grass. They got dead grass. So we had, being honest with you, what we do is we just end up cutting their grass half the time, man.
Yeah, that's what I said to Mocha, too. I'm really? Like, you're just going to have to do it.
I'm not going
to
go in their backyard and cut their grass for
okay,
them.
All
are
right.
you nuts?
All right, all right.
Absolutely
okay,
not.
Okay, fair enough. You
Jeez,
know what?
How you
know,
dare you suggest that?
I think that the other version of this, and it may be even a little bit more extreme, which I have in my neighborhood, is when people live in a semi.
Uh-huh.
So it's two houses that are just jammed together, combined into one. And one person really does a great job, and they reshingle half the house,
They
put new trim on half the house, and new eaves on half the house, and a new sort of little balcony off the front off half the house. And the other half of the house is a disaster. It's like a Siamese twin, where one of the twins is like super ripped and buff, and the other one's dead on their way to becoming a zombie. You know what I mean? Like you're forever attached, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's tough, though. I don't know what you do in this situation, man.
Hey, Michael, thanks so much for calling in.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
A new survey asked people what the least appealing brands of food are, or label on a food. Which are the least appealing?
Give me an example.
So when you walk in and you see something where it's like, parent approved. You're like, oh.
Boring.
Boring.
Yeah. You mean like kosher?
Like kosher would be on there, sure. Yeah, kosher's not on the list. Wait, is kosher on the list? No, kosher's not on the list.
Gluten-free.
Gluten-free is number five on the list.
Yeah, but you're all about gluten-free now, Maury.
Oh,
it's not appealing, though.
It's not appealing. I have to because my husband thinks he has all these issues.
So the least appealing would be at number 10, sustainably sourced. Right?
Grass-fed, is that on there?
No.
What about made from concentrate?
Because things that are grass-fed taste better. I don't find that unappealing when something's grass-fed.
Oh, free run.
Free run? Free range? Free run? Oh, by the way, while we're talking about food.
Yeah.
Mocha went out this morning and got Maury a tea. Maury wanted, what kind of tea did you get, Maury?
I asked for Peach Tranquility.
Right.
And because Mocha won't get me my Blossoming Rose.
Okay. And what kind of tea did you get, Maury, Mocha?
He got me.
Oh, something rose. Rose something or the other. Rainbow.
But it's
know.
Not. It says detox on the tea bag.
Let me read you this text that I got from Maury.
What?
And I'm going to read it exactly the way Maury wrote it.
Oh, hit me.
This tea is the most disgusting thing I've ever drank into my mouth. Yes.
Spell out disgusting.
D-I-S-C-U-S-T-I-N-G.
Okay.
This tea is the most disgusting thing I've ever drank into my mouth. OMG, I can't drink it. What so I do?
What so you do?
I should really read things first.
When you say this is the most disgusting thing you've ever had to drink, Maury, you don't need to say into my mouth afterwards.
Yeah, where else are you drink stuff into?
This is the most disgusting thing I've ever drank into my mouth.
So you lied to me this morning when I gave you the tea?
Come on, let's not get into a fight here. Let's make this fun. No, we have two roads we can go down here. We have two roads, okay? The road where you take offense because you bought Maury a tea and he doesn't like it, and then you get bent out of shape about it. Or we can go down the road of this is the most disgusting thing I've ever had to drink into my mouth road.
Fine. We'll go down that road. Okay. The other road, we'll go down after 10 when the show's over.
Okay. But let me just say, when you handed it to me, it smelled amazing. But then I took a sip of it and
Where did you sip it though?
In where I sit.
Into your mouth.
Into my mouth.
Right. You drank it into your mouth.
I drank it into my mouth.
Okay.
And it was awful. Like it should not be in my mouth.
Right. OMG, I can't drink it. What so I do?
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So here's a list of the clothes that people hate the most, according to a new survey.
You said clothes?
Clothes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's interesting. You'll know why in a minute. And these are oftentimes just like the irrational sort of judgments that you make on certain pieces of clothing that universally sort of people just hate? Like, why do we hate Crocs so much? What have Crocs ever done? They're comfortable as hell. Anybody who's ever worn a pair of Crocs is like, man, Crocs are the bomb, but they're hated.
I will say this. Don't wear them by a campfire.
Right, because they burn and melt.
I don't know when the hatred for Crocs
Yeah, because they're just ugly.
Came around.
Because you look like you've given up. I think that that's what it is.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I have one friend named Cliff.
Yeah.
And he loves his Crocs.
Yeah.
He brings them with him everywhere he goes.
Yeah, and Cliff looks like he's given up on life.
I mean,
right?
But they are very comfortable.
They are very comfortable. So let me go through this list for you, okay? Here's a survey asked people what clothes they hate the most. And here's the very judgmental top 10.
Oh no.
Okay. Deep V t-shirts.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, they are very sexy.
Thank you, Maury.
As Ross sits there wearing the deepest V of them all.
I have one and it shows my chest hair.
I have one that's almost to my belly button, Maury. Sit down.
Oh boy, bye.
Sweater vests.
Okay.
Right? Like, what the hell did a sweater vest ever do to anybody?
Listen. So I have to agree.
Yeah?
I have to agree with that. Liv.
Okay.
Sweater vests aren't cool, man.
Okay. Uggs at number 8.
Yeah.
At number 7, bright red pants, if that's not really specific.
I remember one year you tried to get me to wear bright red pants.
I thought you would have looked hot in bright red pants.
Not going to happen.
I have bright red pants. At number 6, tracksuits.
Okay, very sexy on a man. Very sexy
really?
On a man.
Like what kind of tracksuit? Like a toy tracksuit or like a loose tracksuit?
No, somewhat fitted.
Like comfortable. Yeah.
Loose tracksuits, right. You've given
I don't
up
mind
on life.
You might as well wear Uggs.
Yeah.
It's very comfortable.
Right. I have, do you have skinny track pants? I have skinny track pants.
I do actually, yeah.
They're like leggings. They feel glorious.
Fantastic.
Okay, clothes with elbow patches at number 5. These are, by the way, they asked a survey of the clothes that you hate the most. And it could be for completely irrational reasons. So clothes with elbow patches at number 5. Bell bottoms at number 4.
Uh-huh. Jeez, when was this list made?
Crocs at number 3. Leather pants at number 2.
Yeah, really? Hated?
Hated.
Okay, so if leather pants are number 2, number 1 would have to be... Would it be a cardigan?
No.
It wouldn't be a cardigan.
Is it a can it be a combination of two things?
Would it be skinny jeans?
No, it's not skinny jeans. It's number 1 is Speedos.
Oh.
Can I just say that if you went through my closet and took away all my deep V t-shirts, bright red pants, bell bottoms, leather pants, and Speedos, I would have nothing to wear this summer.
That list should be renamed to Roz's Closet.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. What's going on?
I just wanted to call and say how much I love you guys and your show.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
No problem. It's my 40th birthday today.
What? Happy birthday.
Thank you. I've never called in before, so I thought, why not?
What are you doing for your 40th?
Some girls and I have a place up in Shirkston, and we're going there for the weekend. Have a girls' weekend.
Where is Shirkston?
Near Port Colborne, Shirkston Shores.
It's okay.
Like a... trailer park, if you will.
Oh, snap.
Wow. Okay, hold on. So you're staying up in a trailer park, and how many girls are you taking with you?
There's going to be 4 of us.
What kind of craziness is going to happen this weekend?
What happens at Shirkston stays in.
Oh, no.
Come on.
What happens in the trailer stays in the trailer.
All right, so a lot of drinking. That's
yes.
For sure.
Oh, snap.
100%.
And because it is your 40th, so you're going to get extra turned up.
Right.
Are you single?
No, I'm married.
Oh, okay.
Is somebody getting you a, okay, because I don't want to get in trouble for saying the wrong thing.
Right.
Is somebody planning a party as if it were your bachelorette?
I doubt it.
Okay.
But who knows?
Okay.
Nobody said anything, but I'm thinking we're not going to be that crazy.
Okay.
Okay, so a follow-up question here. We understand what happens in the trailer stays in the trailer. But if something that happened in the trailer did get out, how damaging would it be?
It's not going to be damaging.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so you guys are all just going to get drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe like play with fire and stuff, right?
Let's
Amazing. Well, Michelle, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
And between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I knew you were going to ask that, so I have my answer prepared.
Okay.
And I love all three of you for different reasons.
But?
I don't have a favorite.
That's not true.
You have to have one favorite.
One favorite? You guys are horrible.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Roz.
Oh yes. Woo! Yes. Is it because you live in a trailer?
I don't live in the trailer.
Sorry, I thought you felt some sort of small town trailer kinship with me.
Thanks, Michelle. No, happy birthday!
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
A very popular song that everybody knows, being played on an organ that is 113 years old.
Okay, they made organs back then. Good organs back then.
And it's not an organ where somebody is playing it. It's one of those ones where you get the long sheet of cardboard.
Oh, like a player piano.
The player piano.
Yeah.
It's a long sheet of cardboard, and it looks like there are like rectangles cut out throughout the cardboard. And as you feed it into the organ, those long rectangles are then associated with the different keys on the organ.
True that.
And it'll just automatically play.
It's like Westworld.
Just like Westworld. Of all songs in the world,
Wow. Song have such a life. It's so crazy to me. Like anytime somebody tries to experiment with something weird,
they always go with All Star by Smash Mouth.
Yeah,
right.
It's so wild to me.
Listen to this though. And if you see the video, we're gonna get the video poster for you at kiss925.com. But if you see the video,
it's the full arrangement they're doing too.
That long piece of cardboard that they keep feeding into the organ with the notes carved out, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's a real art. Science, too, I guess. But yeah, it's so I'm so fascinated with this song because when it came out, it was sort of it was a goof. Like, nobody really took the song seriously.
Total joke.
It did well. It was fine. You know, it was cool. They played it at, you know, they was going to play it at arenas and everything else. But it really took on a life of its own. And I think in part to Shrek. Shrek legitimized this song. And carried this song for generations.
Yeah.
Kids will know this song forever because
of Shrek.
Listen,
anytime I hear this song now, that's all I picture in my mind is Shrek.
Yeah, Shrek really took this song to another level. But it's so weird. It's not that great. But it sounds amazing on this.
Yeah, on an organ that's 113 years old. Ah, so good.
I know.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha. What's up?
Hey, Mocha, how's it going? This is Nick D'Amico calling.
How are you, Nick?
I'm okay. Yourself?
Good, thanks.
I was just talking. I'm not sure who picked up the phone, but I've been calling you guys, and I don't know. This is kind of, I'm kind of all over the place, but I wanted to give you guys a call and just let you guys know something. My sister was Anne-Marie D'Amico.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was, obviously, I'm sure you guys know the story. She was one of the victims in the attack. Yeah, dude.
So I'm so sorry to hear about what your family's going through, man.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. We've got tons of support, and we're kind of working through it as best we can.
So just so people are listening right now, your sister Anne-Marie was one of the people who was killed in North York when that maniac ran into a group of people on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. I've been calling you guys. I wasn't sure if I was going to get through. I wasn't sure if I should be calling. I'd hung up a couple of times, but I just wanted to let you guys know something. I mean,
sure.
Kiss 92 was close to her. She won two trips and maybe something else on Kiss 92. She always listened to you guys in the morning. And, you know, we always knew you guys were a part of her life. Mm-hmm. And, my wife and I listened to Kiss 92 as well in the mornings. And, you know, it's some weird stuff's been happening. And, you know, on the morning of her funeral, we were waiting outside before to go inside the procession. After she closed the casket to go inside the and do the ceremony, we're waiting inside the limo, and we're all just kind of sitting there. And all of a sudden, the streetcar came by, and the Roz and Mocha Kiss 92 billboard came across the streetcar, and we kind of gave us a bit of comfort. And we're like, "Oh my God, there she is! She's there, kind of talking to us." And, oh
man.
But we kind of said, that's so nice, and like we felt comforted, and then, you know, we thought nothing of it, and we kind of said that was beautiful. After the ceremony, we're sitting in the limo again, mm-hmm. and you guys came by again on the other side. And since then, we've been looking for it. We haven't seen the KISS 92 billboard, and you know, we hadn't seen it before then. And I don't know, I just kind of felt like I should let you guys know my wife, my kid, and I, we appreciate how much joy you guys bring to us in the morning. And you know, we just really felt like that was her way of kind of sort of communicating with us. Although I don't really know this kind of stuff. I just, sure. it was just too much of a coincidence to kind of think otherwise. So,
that means so much. Thank you.
We were wondering, we knew she was close with DJ Climax and Devo Brown. I don't think Devo Brown's there anymore, but I think she was close with Devo Brown. And, it was just nice. You won't believe how many people from those vacations came by the visitation and just said so many beautiful things about her. And, I don't know. It's got to be a testament to what you guys do, because everyone who was on that vacation, they seemed to connect so much. And you know, even if those 7 days, like, people still came by to see her at the visitation and came to the funeral. So, I just want to thank you guys for bringing so much to her life and being there as part of a chapter of her life. I just want to let you guys know that.
Well, thank you, first of all. Thank your sister. And everybody who we've talked to, you know, has just said the most wonderful things about her, which is just so incredible to, you know, to her, to you, to your family. You know, Mocha and I, we come in and we do the show, and we only hope that people are just going to share their time with us. And, you know, you hope it works, and you hope you make a connection, and, you know, and you hope you get calls, and you want to meet people, and you want to do all this. You want to do all this stuff, and everybody's got a life. And we don't take it for granted that we get to spend time with people like you and your sister and your family at all. It's not lost on us at all. It's not.
And I gotta be honest, we feel that in the morning, like, you guys are so genuine just with who you guys are as people. And you know, it's just so, it's so refreshing to have people like you guys in the world that are just so down to earth and like just say it how it is and like, you're good people. And it's just, we need more people like that in the world. So just a personal story. We just love listening to you guys in the morning with my daughter. And like, she's almost a year now. And we almost turn down the music when the music comes on, turn you guys up when you guys get ready to speak. Like, we just want to hear you guys chat. So, you guys are making an impact, and have made an impact in my life and my family's life, my sister's life for sure. So keep doing what you're doing, man.
You got it, man.
Thank you so much for calling in, Nick. That really means a lot to us.
Yeah, and thank you guys for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Always, bro. Anytime you call, we'll always answer.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Do you think that you have achieved your dreams? And I ask this to you, and I ask this to the people listening right now, because they say that our biggest regret in life is that we do not achieve our dreams. And that could be because your dreams are just so insanely out there. But it could also, there's another number of factors that they say why we don't achieve our dreams. Have you achieved your dreams, Maury?
No.
What is your dream?
I mean, I have many. I mean, my dreams have always been to do voice work for movie trailers and to own like a nice house and have like a, you know, a dog and all that. So it's just like, I am very happy. I'm doing everything I want to do, but I don't think I will get to achieve my dreams.
You don't think so? Mocha, have you achieved your dreams?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, but there's a difference between being happy and happy with everything you have and achieving your dreams.
Yeah. My dream ever since I was 16 years old was to be on the radio. And that's all I ever concentrated on.
Right.
And I'm on the radio, and I'm in Toronto, biggest market in all of Canada.
Yeah.
Top five in North America.
Yeah.
Working with my best friend.
That's a good thing Maury just left the room.
Right? And this is it, man. I got a great family at home who I love and who love me.
Yep.
I'm like the happiest dude in the entire world. This is my dream right here.
Reasons they say why, the things that get in our way of achieving our dreams. And fear is on the list, but fear is not number one. So lack of training, lack of support, time, fear at number three, money at number two. And then I'm just not disciplined enough at number one.
Oh, wow. Really? Yeah.
So does laziness fall under any of those?
I think that would fall under discipline.
Yeah,
I'm not
disciplined enough. Yeah, that's number one, Maury.
You're
number one, Maury.
Wow, finally. Wow. A text we got. My dream was to be a mom, but at 37, I'm single. I'm making it happen. I'm adopting.
as a single mom.
There you go. So we'll take some phone calls.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha. Let's start with your name.
It's Vin, V-I-N.
Oh, Vin, what up, man?
Nothing much, man. Big fan of you, both of you guys, and you guys are, you guys always start my morning.
Oh, right, thanks.
Just to answer your question, Roz, yeah, I followed my dreams because I had two older sisters, actually, and they did go to university of UMT, and they finished, and they're working and all that, but I had the pressure, you know what, my parents, I grew up, I'm Sri Lankan, and my parents want me to go to university, obviously.
Yeah.
And at that point, they really wanted me to study something that, you know, like business or engineering. Yeah. But I said, no, I was passionate in arts. So I kept pursuing that. And I studied graphic design at college, finished 3 years. And now I run my own freelance agency and very successful. So it's just all because I followed my dreams. I did what I want to do. I didn't care about anyone else because at the end of the day.
So you're saying you've achieved your dreams.
I achieved my dreams,
which is very rare. Very rare. We just went through the list. And so you did not have any of these. You did not have the lack of support or the lack of training or the money. You did not have any of those problems.
In the beginning of this stage, yes, like lack of support. People said, are you sure you're going to make money?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're going to be successful?
Yeah.
I didn't care about that because I said, this is what I want to do, right?
Yeah, so it's tough. That's a big jump.
Go ahead.
I really envy people where they would just walk away from everything to do the thing, and not in a stupid way. I've always said, man, you're an idiot if you quit a job without having a job to go to, because I just have that I just have that middle class, you know, lower middle class, you know, working mentality where, you know, I don't say no to work, you know, and it's a difficult thing. And I still, I'm a little old school too. I understand it's 2018 and Catherine, my girl, she does her thing. She's, you know, fantastic photographer. She makes a great living at it. But, you know, for me, I still have this old school mentality of thinking, and call me Neanderthal, whatever. It's not that I don't want my woman to work, right? Catherine is free to do whatever, live your life, clock those hours, do your thing.
Go for lunch with Mocha whenever you want.
Go for lunch with Mocha whenever you want. I want Catherine to do her thing, but I also want to give her the option to not have to work.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, and maybe that's old school.
No.
Maybe that's old school, right? But that's just
I
am.
I'm the only one listening right now that feels or thinks that way.
That's just how I am.
Hey, Vin, we appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show.
No problem, guys. Keep doing what you guys do. You guys are the best.
Thanks,
take care.
Take care.
Hey, this is Roz and Mocha. What's up?
So eventually, I'm a graphic designer, so eventually I want to work for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, wow. So that's your dream.
Yeah, that's my dream.
So what are you doing right now to get to that point?
Right now, I'm doing contract design work just to kind of build up my portfolio because I just graduated design school. Yeah.
So out of the list of things that prevent us from achieving your dreams, I'll go through them again with you. Lack of training, lack of support, the time, fear, money, and just not disciplined enough. Are any of those a factor in your life?
Right now, I think it's lack of training.
Training, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And that's a big one too. But that you can fix, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Karina.
Karina, thanks so much for calling in today.
No problem. Thanks for taking my call.
Line 3. Go ahead.
Hi, Roz, Mocha, Maury. Love you. My name's Tracy.
What up, Tracy?
Hi. Well, I just want to comment about people's dreams and why I think they don't achieve them. Some people really just drop the ball and not have a game plan. You've got to have a game plan if you want to get that dream. Can't build a mansion without a blueprint, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm on my third dream right now on my way down to Toronto to get that third dream.
What's your third dream?
Well, my first dream was to become a pro actress, and I dropped that in my 20s to become a great mom for 27 years.
Sure.
And now I'm 53 years old, heading back down to that original dream to get some headshots and become an actress.
So you're getting into the acting game in your 50s?
Yeah, sure.
I applaud that. You got the confidence, girl.
Good for
you. You got that confidence.
Go for it.
Have you auditioned for anything, or this is you're kind of like going back to step one with the headshots and then potentially getting an agent and everything else that comes along with that?
I'm doing background work right now, so I've got a few agents that are getting me some awesome jobs doing that. But I thought, you know what? I saw myself on TV and I thought, I got what it takes, baby. Let's go get an agent.
Can I tell you something? And I mean this in all seriousness. And it's something that Maury didn't bring up when we were talking about dreams. which is Maury has a dream, and I actually find it quite endearing, and it's one of the things that I find endearing about Maury. And that is this. We were speaking earlier that I love when somebody has an achievable dream, because it melts my heart when somebody's like, you know what, I want to be like a pharmacist. I'm like, you can go to school and be a pharmacist. Like it's an achievable dream. You can do that. You know, as opposed to somebody saying, I want to be a reality television star. That's a very unachievable dream. But Maury has a dream, and it involves similar to yours, which is acting. But Maury's big dream is Maury wants to be an actor, but Maury wants to be the greatest background actor that anybody has ever seen. Maury doesn't want to be the star of a movie. Maury doesn't want to be the star of the movie. Maury wants to be the guy in the restaurant with the newspaper.
Like, I still want to be seen.
Yes.
Like, I still I don't want to be, like, in a crowd. I still want to be seen.
Right.
But I just want to be that guy that's in the commercial that just, you know, I don't need to talk, but I could be your best friend sitting next to you.
But for people to see that and be like, oh my God, is that Maury?
Yeah.
Or even, look at that guy reading the paper. He's done such a great job.
Yeah. But the great thing is, Maury, is the better you do that job, the better background actor you are, unfortunately, the less people will notice you. Because bad background acting is like a toupee. You only really notice the bad ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, when you're good at background acting, you shouldn't take away from the scene that's going on.
Like, why is that guy reading the newspaper funny?
Yeah, exactly.
Why does he keep looking up at the camera?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Like who licks four of their fingers before you turn a page? Right? Like, you can tell where it's just somebody who wants to get noticed. Yeah. But
is so weird.
To me, he does get noticed. Yeah. He does get noticed. I notice him all the time. No, his voice in all the commercials. You're there, and I would notice you in every background shot, Maury. Honestly,
thank you very much.
Don't be so weird.
Oh my God.
Hey, Tracy, love you lots. Thank you so much for calling in.
Take care. Have a good super day. Bye, love.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
So they say that the majority of people of us have had nightmares about work.
Yes.
But what exactly are the top nightmares that you have? I'll give you like a couple on the bottom, and then you guys try and fill out the top. Okay. So some of the nightmares that we've had about work, they say, are things like killing your boss.
Oh, wow. Never.
Okay. Getting lost in the office.
Nope.
No. Can't find your way to a meeting. Oh, my God. I'm late for a meeting.
Oh, no.
Fighting with your boss.
Yeah. Like physically?
Wow. That's a lot of boss stuff.
I don't know. It's your nightmare, Maury.
Well, I didn't make the list, but I physically fought.
Do you have nightmares about physically fighting Mocha and I?
No, but like, you're holding me down and I can't get out.
But that's fighting?
Like, you're just surrendering.
No, like, your knee is on my chest.
Right, okay.
Sorry, are we talking nightmares or are we talking fantasies?
Yeah,
Maury?
I know, yeah.
Like, you may be talking about fantasies, we're talking nightmares.
I had the worst nightmare last night. You were on my chest, holding me down.
That's exactly what it would sound like.
Number five on the list of the nightmares we've had at work, the nightmare of being naked at work.
Oh, yes, I've had that.
Again, Maury, we're talking nightmares, not fantasies.
That one time when you were on top of my chest with your knees on and holding me down, and I was naked at work and couldn't find my way. Maury's combining them all. Number four on the list of the nightmares we've had about work, getting fired.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. When you have the nightmare of getting fired, Maury.
For some reason, you had fire in your eyes.
Right. Do you ever dream about what the thing is that got you fired, or are you just fired for no reason?
No, it's the dream is always fired and then what's next.
But you don't actually dream of something that got you fired.
No, it's always the moment of getting fired.
It's always the moment of getting fired. Interesting.
Because if you could dream about what you did to get fired, you can correct it in your dream.
Right. Number three on the list of the nightmares we've had about work, screwing up a big project.
Wow.
Wake up in the middle of the night, you're like, oh my God, I screwed that up. And then you're like, oh, okay, cool. Maybe I didn't. Number two on the list, being late.
Yeah. That's my reoccurring nightmare.
Yeah.
Anytime I dream about work, it's always being late, showing up for the show late.
Yeah.
And also because I have all the computer monitors and I run all the gear on this side, I screw everything up and like just stuff's not working and I'm responsible. I'm freaking out while we're live on the radio.
Yeah. Number one on the list, the number one nightmare that we have about work.
Should we guess?
No. The number one nightmare that we have about work is the nightmare of having sex with a coworker. Oh,
see, but that's not a nightmare.
Again, you're describing all of my fantasies.
Can
right
I be
now?
Honest, before I did this story, I didn't actually see number one, and I regret doing the whole thing.
Line three, go ahead. What's your name?
My name is Khaled Sarwar.
DJ Khaled, another one.
I'm a decorator. Okay, my nightmare is I do wedding decoration, but my nightmare was that I didn't show up at a wedding, and I had another nightmare that I was actually very late at the wedding. Yeah. Like the wedding started at 5 o'clock, and I'm still driving, going towards the banquet hall to set up.
Yeah, I think that's like when you got to be like the most stressed out.
Yeah,
and that's why you have those nightmares.
And you're combining two on this list, so you're combining screwing up a big project and being late, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Nightmares, bro. Thanks for the call.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Hi, it's the Roz and Mocha Show. What do you want to say?
Yeah. So my worst nightmare is continuously waking up and thinking that I didn't finish something. And I've been told that I speak in my sleep because I'm a paralegal. So I fight in my sleep.
Oh, no.
So it's bad when I have something that's like really important happening the next day. I will dream that I'm actually in the court having that argument.
Like you're like trying cases in your sleep?
Yes, I am.
Damn, you must be crazy. A stressed out lady.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, that's no joke either. Those are terrible, terrible nightmares. Terrible.
And waking up I feel like I'm waking up every minute.
Yeah.
And I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh my God, I haven't slept. Haven't slept.
The worst.
It's really bad.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good day.
Hey, Kelly, what's going on? Thanks for holding.
I had a nightmare that, I'm a dental hygienist.
Yeah.
And I was cleaning my patient's teeth, and as I was cleaning her teeth, I started pulling out all of her teeth.
Oh! Like you were deliberately pulling them out, or they just started to fall out?
No, they were like wiggly, and I was cleaning, and then they were just popping out one at a time, and I just kept going and removing all the teeth.
It's like when you have like a thread coming out of a sweater, and you just pull it once, and then you just keep pulling, and next thing you know,
it's just unraveling.
You just have a little bit around your neck like a dog collar.
Yeah, and there was a lot of blood, and the patient was just sitting there letting it happen.
Hey,
I was terrified that I was going to get in trouble.
Answer me this. What is it like to have a job where you are actually somebody's nightmare?
I know. People come in and tell me they hate me on a regular basis.
Wow. Yeah. Damn.
Well, they say, you're like, I hate the dentist. And I say, well, I'm not a dentist, but... You know,
is this true? I read a study that dentists can smell fear in their patients.
What?
They can smell their breath, maybe, but I don't know about that.
The fear.
Yeah, I saw that they're like dogs where they can
you can
sniff out cancer and stuff.
Yeah.
Here, let me read this to you, Kelly.
Okay.
Because I do have a lot of like weirdo dreams, nightmares, and stuff. So I always go to the internet to find out what certain things mean.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I know. Yeah.
Dreams about pulling out teeth. Is what I searched.
Okay.
A dream featuring your teeth being pulled out indicates that you are facing radical changes in your life. The symbolism of pulling out teeth may point how challenging the situation is in your waking life and the difficulty to let go of something important to you.
But what about when you're pulling out somebody else's teeth?
That's funny because something was happening at that time, but I also heard it was like a money thing. A money issue.
Do you know who the patient is?
Yes.
You should call them and tell them they have change coming in their life.
Maybe.
Jeez.
Some dentures, maybe.
Yeah, no, you're one of those people, man. You, like, people just don't like you.
Oh, no.
I know, and I'm super nice.
And you sound great.
You sound really nice.
Yeah, you sound great, but you got one of those tough jobs.
Yeah, but I love it.
You're like I don't know. It's like the guy who gives tickets to cars parked on the street. Yes. You know what I mean? Aww. It's like, it's a job you got to do. You got to support a family. Nobody's telling you, nobody's telling you you can't work, but we just don't like you.
Yeah.
I know.
It's like you see those ticket enforcers on like parking wars. They get yelled at all the time on the streets of Philly.
Like your existence stresses me out.
No offense.
Yeah, offense taken.
Hey, Kelly, always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for calling into the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Okay, so one of those things popped up, I guess on Facebook, whatever it was, where it's like, this song defines your life.
Oh, God.
Where it was the number one song on your 14th birthday, they say defines your life.
number one song.
Yeah, on your 14th birthday.
And I did the math. Life.
And Maury did the math.
1978 plus 14 brings me to 1992.
Right. And I wouldn't have brought this up if it just were not so crazy, Maury.
Okay. But what was the number one song in 1992?
In 1992, on Maury's birthday, Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Get out of here. Yeah. I like big butts and I cannot lie. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Roxy loves that song, too. Kids love that song. The Big Butt song. Yeah. Oh, my God. Kids love that song.
Because of the first few words. I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Yeah, because Big Butts is funny. Hold on here. How did you figure this out, Maury?
I opened a calculator and then I went to my birth year and then plus 14.
No, I'm not worried about... Okay. No. Dingbat.
Thank you for explaining how math works.
Yeah, the math... The math isn't the part I'm asking. I'm asking where you found what the number one song was.
I just Googled what was the number one song in June of 1992.
He's not asking you for the mathematical equation.
I thought for just this one time I can answer your math question.
14 to 1978.
Okay, so here. So what is it? Your 17th birthday? Is that
14th.
What it is? 14th. Your 14th birthday.
And the number one song.
Okay. So mine would be, what are we here? 14 equals 1988.
Oh, yours is going to be good.
Yeah, so October 1988.
So just Google number one song, October 1988.
My 14th birthday.
So October, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
Please tell me it's Enya.
This actually was the number one song. Like became number one on your actual birthday.
On October 22nd, 1988.
Okay, hold on. This is going to be great.
These things are so stupid, but sometimes stupid things is fun, right? So how do you do that math again, Moore?
Okay, so
I'm kidding, dude.
Okay.
I'm just trying to kill time on Mocha Types.
Okay, hold on here.
I like big butts again, not lie. All right. So this is my song that defines my life. Oh, my life is terrible. Really? This was the number one song on
my birthday? Groovy Kind of Love.
Groovy Kind of Love.
Yeah.
Who is this? Paul
Simon.
When
I'm not so blue.
It's so perfect for you.
It's Phil Collins, dude.
Oh, no.
I can hear you breathing.
What was the song on the week before? The number one song on the week before? Maybe I was a late baby.
Baby, you don't know. You and me caught a groovy kind of love.
Yeah. That song's beautiful.
This is the song I learned how to play on a recorder.
Okay. What was
okay. Here, let's play a game real quick.
I was a late baby, so let's say I was born the week before.
Okay.
Do I get a better life?
Okay.
If the song
Do you want the week before or do you want so Groovy Kind of Love by Phil Collins, it was actually number one on the charts for 2 weeks.
Oh wow.
All right.
Okay.
So the week after is still Phil
Groovy
Collins.
Kind of Love.
So we can go either the week after that.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
But you're not that late of a baby.
Or we can go 1 week before.
Okay. Let's go 1 week before, if you're okay with that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so these are supposed to be the song that defines your life. So it is whatever song was number one on the charts on your 14th birthday.
Mine was Sir
Mix-a-Lot. Oh! This is a bomb track. I actually love this
song. Isn't it UB40?
Yeah. Oh, the song's so good. Climax busts out all the time during the mix. I gotta get him to do that tomorrow. Play the song that defined my life. If I wasn't born a week late, Mom.
You get Groovy Kind of Love by Phil Collins.
Yeah, my lazy mother couldn't get into the hospital in time, so now I'm saddled with Groovy Kind of Love instead of red, red wine my whole life. This is a great track.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want, this year we could celebrate your birthday a week early.
No, I'm good.
You want to hear Phil Collins again?
Yeah. Mocha, do you want to do yours? I know that you don't want to give your birthday out. That's why you haven't taken part in this yet this morning.
Yeah, I did.
But let's just say.
Yeah.
let's just say your birthday was...
Oh, it'd be something about like Drake or something.
Okay, what, so your birthday is what? When's Mocha's birthday, Maury?
Mocha's birthday is in May? No, it's in April.
April. Yeah, we celebrated it's
April 12th.
His
birthday.
April 12th, yes.
Come on, Maury.
April 12th.
And it's on my family calendar at
home. Okay, so I'm going to say 14 years after you were born, I'm going to say...
Like
91,
like 2000. And
yeah, okay.
I believe the number one song was like Country Grammar by Nelly, something
yeah.
like that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna take a guess here,
or something like Jay Z.
I'm gonna take a guess.
Something like from Jay Z's second or third album,
yeah, because you were 14 then,
yeah, something,
or maybe Mace's biggest hit,
somewhere around
like
there,
2005.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, here we go. Let me just see if I can load
Stephanie
this up
just tweeted at Kiss925. Hers is Believe by Cher.
How does that believe in love?
Oh, that song.
Love,
I like that
love.
Song. That's a good song to have, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on here. Let me.
What are we doing?
What's that?
Yo, why
I'm
are you
trying to find yours?
Why are you push a T trying to.
I'm not trying to push it to you.
You are. You're investigative reporting right now.
What date did you say his birthday was, Maury? May 12th?
April 12th.
April 12th.
What kind of friends are you? Come on.
We have it written down at home.
Dude, you know me. Come on. Okay, let me find yours here. Hold on. Just 2 seconds, for God's sake. This is not a good one.
What?
It says here, according to my, was it 1991? Is that when you're 14?
No. Like we said, like 2000 and...
But let's just say... Let's just say 20 right
let's
now.
Let's just say... Well, look at him. He looks beautiful. Just look at that young face.
Bro, I got that young ass skin.
Be a graze in your beard.
Anyway, it says, according to my math, that your number one song on your birthday that defines you was I've Been Thinking About You by London Beat.
I've been thinking about you. Well, good thing I wasn't 14 that year.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Hey, Craig, what's going on, dude? It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Roz and Mocha, how you doing?
Good, buddy. So you tweeted us on Friday. You were listening to the Roz and Mocha mix, and you were getting hyped.
I was, yeah. You know, I love the Roz and Mocha mix.
In your tweet, you said you have a truck driving competition, 18-wheeler through an obstacle course. So the reason why we wanted to talk to you was to find out everything there is to know about this truck competition.
All right, that's cool. I've been doing this for about the last 7 years. Top four go to the Toronto Regional Truck Driving Championships and then advance to the Ontario Championships. I'm in your 18-wheeler. I have a 53-foot trailer behind me, and I have to go through some obstacles.
So when you're in the course, you have the trailer attached?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And what sort of obstacles do you have to go through?
There's some barrels that I have to go through. Try not to hit those. There's a little spot where I have to back up into.
Yeah.
There's a right turn, kind of don't hit the curb. There's another one where there's some sticks. When I enter the end of the sticks, I have about 5 inches clearance on each side of the trailer. When I exit, there's 1 inch of clearance on each side of the trailer.
And then
at the end, there's a bullseye where I have to park my front bumper over this bullseye.
Really, huh?
Wow, that's crazy, dude.
I watched the guy back up a truck. And just even for me, any trailer attached to anything, like whether you're towing a boat or it's your truck, the math and mechanics on properly reversing something like that is maddening to me. Like, I watch somebody do it when they do it just so easily, and it freaks me out because my brain doesn't work that way. To get the truck to go one way, you got to go another way, and so you have to get it to a point before you can start working with the trailer instead of the trailer working against you, right? Is that kind of it?
Right. Well, you know, the best advice I got from someone back in the day was just keep backing up until it sounds expensive.
Fair enough.
or you know what? Or basically, you know, close your eyes and hope for the best, right?
Wow. Yeah, no. The idea of backing something up like that is maddening to me. It's terrifying.
So do these truck competitions all the time?
It comes up every year around this time, end of May.
What did you place this weekend?
It's kind of good that I did well this week instead of you guys calling me and, hey, cool, I got 11th place and a participation ribbon. But I ended up first place in my class.
Wow.
Oh, nice. Congratulations, Craig.
Thank you. And with the whole thing, end up getting grand champion for the whole event as the highest point total.
Wow. There we go.
So what's next? You're on to the next round?
Yeah, the Ontario final will be in Barrie on July 13th or 14th, whatever the weekend is.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the winner of each of those classes then goes on to a Canadian final.
Hey, wow. Is this like Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone, where you guys all get together in Vegas and arm wrestle?
Imagine.
You know, yeah, we could do that too, right?
It's the greatest arm wrestling movie
please,
of all time.
Please tell me you have a pulley system inside your inside the cab of the truck with all just like weights.
Well, yeah. It's over on the passenger side there. Yeah, I got it right there.
Hey, Craig, thanks so much for the tweet, and thanks so much for listening to the Ron Zamoka Show. We appreciate it, brother.
You know what, guys? You guys do an amazing job. Mocha, I've been listening to you since the first morning show way back in the day.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the names or not.
Man.
Mad Dog and Darren.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yo, you know, Darren is back on Kiss 92.5 now. He does an evening show here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah
dude. Weeknight starting at 10.
Oh, okay. I'm in bed by then.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Just an FYI, Craig.
And Roz?
Yeah, buddy.
Roz, I think you're a cool, smooth, cool dude.
Oh, shut up. Stop it.
Wow, you really listen.
I will never live that down.
Never.
My mom busted that out not that long ago.
Oh no.
Yeah. Craig, you're the best. Take care, man.
All right, guys, keep up the great work. Thank you for calling.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Apparently Serena Williams did not play beer pong at Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding. That was one of the greatest stories that came out of that whole thing. How does that get made up? Where does that come from? How does that happen?
Or do you think it was one of those things where maybe she would have said to somebody at the party, you know, it'd be great if we played beer pong. I would totally be in. And then that story spread, broken telephone style, to Serena Williams was playing beer pong.
It was
at the royal wedding reception.
Fast though, like, and it was so specific. Like it was. I don't even know how that gets manufactured.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? Like it's so specific.
Yeah.
So Serena Williams, she was talking to AP, and I guess they asked her, "Hey, so what about you and beer pong at Meghan Markle's wedding?" And she's like, "I don't even drink beer." And then she goes on to say that they all had a big laugh over it.
Yeah.
So
Illuminati putting out them rumors just to mess with us.
But if anything is going to happen, like if you're going to make something up, I don't know, maybe I would make some more. I would definitely make up that somebody was playing beer pong at his wedding.
He would look around the room and be like, what's the most ridiculous thing any one of these people, these famous people that the rest of the world would know, would be doing at this royal wedding reception?
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I'm all for beer pong at a wedding, especially a royal wedding. I thought that was great. I thought that was one of the most sort of endearing aspects of that entire day was like, that at the reception.
Queen Mum would have left.
Yeah.
Right. And then everyone's like, all right, time to turn up now.
Yeah. Or even like I had, you know, in my head, I was like, maybe like, you know, Serena and Camilla were sitting there playing beer pong, which I thought would have been kind of dope. Like, I don't know. I thought that would have been a great moment. But
Prince Charles trying to keep score.
But apparently it didn't happen.
How do you play this game?
Yeah. People getting drunk and playing with his big ears. You know what I mean?
Can you feel this? Can you feel this?
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I was like, when I close my eyes, I think about that reception. To me, it looks really fun, and now it doesn't.
I know. Illuminati, though, they put those rumors out there just to mess with us. I'm telling you right now.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Let me read you this. Rolling Stone did a list of the best Star Wars characters of all time.
Oh. If Jar Jar Binks is on that list, I'm out.
I only have the top 10.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find the whole list here. It was the 50 best Star Wars characters of all time. I'm sure Jar Jar Binks is on the list because I think they just tried to put like all the sort of main characters on the list.
Are we doing impressions?
No. So at 10, BB-8.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought BB-8 would be way higher.
At 9, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Also surprising.
But Maury, when I do name a Jedi, you can feel free to make a lightsaber sound. I will allow you to do that. So at number 9, Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's a Jedi.
Oh, phew.
Okay.
That's not lightsaber.
At number 8, R2-D2.
Really?
At number 7 was Rey.
I'm actually really surprised that all of these characters are not higher on that list.
Luke Skywalker, number 6.
How's Luke not number 1? Well, actually, how's Luke not number 2?
Princess Leia at number 5.
What?
Yoda at number 4. Boba Fett at number 3.
That is shocking. Okay, can I guess numbers 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Well, it has to be Darth Vader and then Han Solo.
Which is which, though?
Well, Darth Vader, number one, duh.
No.
Come on. Yeah.
Wait, where's Chewbacca?
Exactly. Thank you, Maury.
Because I wanted to do Chewbacca.
He's not a Jedi, though.
Okay, so Rey made it into the top 10. R2 made it into the top 10. BB-8 made it into the top 10. Boba Fett made it into the top 10. No Chewbacca in the top 10.
Why does everybody Star hate Chewie so much?
I have no, why does everybody love Boba Fett so much?
I don't know. I don't get it either. I'm not a Boba Fett fan.
No.
But Boba Fett's got a lot of stands out there.
Yeah, he really does. And Boba Fett was in like
he's not a
all the Star Wars movies for maybe what was he in there? Like 15 minutes and he died a pathetic death.
The most amount of time Boba Fett had in any of the Star Wars movies was, let's forget the prequels.
Yes.
Was in Jedi.
Yeah. I know. And he got bumped into a hole.
Yeah.
And that was the end of
him. A hole with teeth.
Yeah. Like that was just the end of him.
Yeah.
No, we just said hole with teeth, Maury.
Oh, sorry.
You're done. It's Roz and Mocha. Hello, what's up?
Good, good. I was just listening to your top 10 on Star Wars figures there.
Not our top 10. This is a top 10 put together by Rolling Stone, and they asked their readers to vote. That's not our top 10.
So I do agree that Chewie does belong in the top 10, but I actually would put Boba Fett in number 2.
Absolutely not. You're nuts. Why?
Why? What is your thing with Boba Fett?
Because Boba Fett's become a cult figure, guys.
Yeah, but explain to me why.
Has he become a cult figure?
Well, we know he looks super cool. We can't deny that, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, and the fact that he had so little parts is what makes you crave him even more.
I would tend to disagree. He was...
You think so? You think so, Mocha?
Yeah, okay. I didn't feel any type of emotional attachment to Boba Fett when watching any of the Star Wars movies.
I think that you're arguing a different point. I think that the point that Mocha and I are arguing is that if you're putting together a different kind of list. Maybe you want Boba Fett in there, but this is definitively the list, the 10 best Star Wars characters of all time.
I agree. I agree totally, Roz, but if I had to create a character from scratch, I'm going with Boba Fett.
But
they should have given him a bigger part in the film.
Right. But Boba Fett at number 3 above Luke Skywalker?
Okay, maybe after Luke.
And the whole franchise is surrounding the story of Luke Skywalker, who he was and who he then becomes.
And I understand maybe you don't think Luke Skywalker is the best character. I get that for sure. But to me, to put Boba Fett at number 3 on a list of the best Star Wars characters, he was in the movie for like 10 minutes and died an absolute pathetic death.
He does die a pathetic death. I agree. And I actually read a biography on George Lucas, and when it came time to killing off Boba Fett, they were low on funds, and the crew said, what do we do with it? And he says, I'll just throw him in the pit.
Yeah.
Kind of half jokingly, and then it became the, okay, that's what we'll do.
But he didn't even get thrown in the pit in like a great battle. He got bumped.
No.
Yeah, it was an accident.
It was an accident.
Is no one going to bring up Jabba the Hutt and why he's not on the list?
Yeah, I mean, Jabba the Hutt, also a great character. I mean, not like a hero or anything like that.
I would put Jabba the Hutt on that list before I would put Boba Fett on that list.
Yeah, so would I.
You think 100%. So?
Yeah, absolutely.
I do. My God, I'm in a Star Wars debate.
Yes, Maury, you're talking about Star Wars. Just so if anybody knows, Uncle Owen is 45 on the list.
I would put Uncle Owen on that list before I put Boba Fett.
Yeah.
No, come on, Mocha, you're crazy.
Okay. And no Chewbacca.
And no Chewbacca. I'm looking now to find Chewbacca. Where Chewbacca is. Hold on here.
Can I just hear Maury do a Chewbacca impersonation again?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Right.
Hashtag nailed it.
Oh, the Wicket, the Ewok, is 28. Qui-Gon Jinn, Jedi, is number 25. Finn is at 23. Kylo Ren is 21.
What?
The Emperor is 19. Mace Windu is higher than Kylo Ren at number 17.
Still no Chewbacca.
Chewbacca at 16.
Wow.
Jabba the Hutt at 15. Greedo at 14.
What? Han shot first.
Lando at 13. C-3PO at 12, Darth Maul at 11, and then we got the top 10.
There you go, Max. Thanks so much for the call today.
Thanks, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I want to play this for you.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Hello?
That's the Babadook, right?
It sounds like the Babadook lifting weights, getting
that's
swole.
That's a nightmare right there.
To attack his next victim, right?
I don't like that sound.
Would you believe if I told you, Roz, that this is a sound coming out of a monkey?
What's the monkey doing? Do I want to know what the monkey's doing?
Just perched up on a tree.
Oh, he's not even like sleeping?
No. This is the noise that this monkey makes. It's called a howler monkey. And it's actually called the red howler monkey. You can YouTube this.
God, animals are loud. I don't like this sound. I don't like it.
And this particular red howler monkey was perched up. It was rescued from animal traffickers and brought to a sanctuary in Bolivia.
Sounds like it did not want to be rescued. He sounds very unhappy.
Where he immediately started marking his territory through howling.
Yeah. I don't like this. Animals freak me out like that when they do that, man. Whoa.
Right?
Whoa.
You gotta YouTube the YouTube it though.
I can't.
It's called the red howler monkey.
No, I don't
Gary
no,
AF
want that sound. Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. My kid's planning a lemonade stand on Saturday, so it better be nice.
No, she's not.
Of course she is. It's a rite of passage for a kid to do a lemonade stand.
What is she raising money for? Just for herself.
It's pure profit, Holmes.
Oh,
she's
so
my
good.
Kid.
Dude, that's the cutest. So here's a question about the lemonade stand.
Yeah.
She made, like, you guys made it together? Or what does it consist of?
Catherine and Roxy actually made it together. I'm going to do some, there's some engineering that needs to happen to it that I, just for safety reasons.
Sure.
So I'm going to take care of that part, but they.
Scaffolding?
Yeah, scaffolding. No, just weight issues and leveling and balance and that
What's
kind of thing.
What's it made out of?
Wood.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Parts. They made like a droid. Basically, they made like a C-3PO, only their version in Catherine and Roxy world of making a C-3PO is a lemonade stand.
Is it painted and everything?
Yeah, it's done. It's not. It's got
have the
fabric
giant
on
lemonade
it.
It will. Sign that, on
that's
it?
The one thing it does not have yet.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, but it will. But it will.
What's the price point?
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the debate, right? Because kids just want to make money.
And is it one size cup, or is it like going to Starbucks where you get a tall, a venti, grande?
Yeah, this is the sort of questions that we're going through now, which. Is you have the infrastructure, right?
Yeah.
But it's the business plan that you now need to concentrate on. I'm explaining this to my 8-year-old, right? I'm like, you need your business plan. You need to know what you've spent so far, what you need to make, how many you think you're going to sell, and then we'll determine your price point.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, well, why don't we just sell lemonade for $5 a glass then? And I was like,
how big of a glass?
I was like, you can't really sell lemonade on the street.
Am I getting like a little styrofoam cup or am I getting like one of those red solo cups?
Yeah. And I go, listen, if we start selling lemonade for $5 a glass on the street, it's at that point that somebody's going to come by and ask for a permit.
Yeah.
You know, because then we're not selling lemonade. At that point, we're doing business.
Yeah.
Right?
And how good is the lemonade?
Yeah, I
know. What I mean?
That's the other thing. I'm like, what's your recipe? Have you tried out all your recipes? So there's a lot going on in my house right now to try and get everything ready for the lemonade stand. But I'm very excited about it. It's her first sort of
business.
I
think she should just have two sizes, small and large.
Okay.
And that's it. And those are your two options.
Okay.
And especially if Saturday is going to be a nice hot day.
Yeah.
22, 23 degrees.
Yeah.
I would think that most people would go for the large size.
Right. I agree with you.
Might as well.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Right? Don't offer the medium size.
Yeah.
You go small or you go big.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And do you put ice in lemonade? That was the other question.
Well, that's the other thing. You have to think about whether or not you're going to pre-chill the lemonade.
Yes.
And put it in the cup by itself or if you're going to add ice. Because if you add ice... You don't have to add as much lemonade.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out a way to add less lemonade. Also, the topic came up of straws. And I was like, listen, man, it's summer 2018. Straws are out. They're banning straws all over the joint. We can't offer straws.
Yeah, I would say no straws.
No.
I say no straws.
No, we can't offer. You can't even offer straws anymore, which is great. I'm fine with that. If that saves the environment some sort of way, we don't need straws.
No, but
there's straw alternatives.
That goes on your expenses,
right?
Too.
It goes on your expenses. True.
You know what? Yeah. Listen. Here's the thing. If you go with offering straws,
yeah,
then you have to only give one size of
right.
cup.
No, I know, you're right. Right? Then it, yeah, eliminate, it cuts in everything else.
Eliminate small and large. Yes. Offer only a medium
right.
with a straw.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And at what and at some point, you know, I am going to have to tell, I don't need a third job. This, you're going to have to take care of this, right? I'm not also running a lemonade stand on Saturdays.
This is your business.
This is your business, yeah. Right? So yeah, so that's the big question with the lemonade stand, because I'm really looking forward to it. But there's so much to actually, you know, try and figure out, because yes, it's fun and yes, it's a kid and everything else. But when you try and figure out what to sell a cup of lemonade for, it's really, I don't know. I don't know if there is a set price. What's the max price you pay for a cup of lemonade, Maury?
Oh man.
$2 is the max price.
I don't know, man. On a hot day.
Yeah.
I think I'd pay like $4.
I know, but that's the Maury. What are you nuts?
Okay, how about this?
Yeah.
How about this? What if we did a small,
yeah.
right? For $1 for a
okay.
loonie.
Okay.
And the large.
Yeah.
$3.
$3. What's that, Maury?
Why are you doing two sizes? It should be one size.
So you think it should be
why
one size?
Why would you
okay.
give somebody option? You it's large or nothing.
Okay. Okay. That's a good, it's a valid point.
Okay, fine. And if it's large or nothing with
yeah.
no straw,
yeah.
$4 at
four,
least.
Four
but
bucks.
You
got
to
wow.
go to the convenience Jesus. Store, the corner store, and see what they're selling their lemonade for, because if I can get it cheaper at the corner store, why am I buying it from
yeah,
your
yeah, but
kid?
You know what you're getting at the store?
A cold
it's not,
glass of lemonade.
Yeah, but it's not, it's full of sugar.
Yeah, it's not homemade.
It's not fresh.
No, but it's cheaper.
You don't have a cute kid yeah, selling it to
that's
you.
True, that's right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. It does not warm your heart. It does. It cools your body and warms your heart. That's the slogan right there. Write that down, Maury. Get my journal.
Trademark, by the way. Trademark. Trademark.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The idea of all-day breakfast.
Mm.
Remember we went through this with McDonald's where everybody just had such strong opinions on all-day breakfast.
Mm.
And so was it Tim Hortons yesterday, Maury, that
That's
said?
Right.
So They're, what did they say? They're going to now test out all-day breakfast in,
That's right. in Ontario.
In a dozen restaurants. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know that you couldn't get. What is, well, first of all, what is breakfast at Tim Hortons? Is it like the egg bagels?
Yeah. They still have the egg bagels. They have the one with the croissant with the egg in between.
So I didn't yeah. know that I couldn't get those at 4 o'clock at Tim Hortons.
No.
I yeah, didn't know that they had breakfast hours.
Considered breakfast, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know.
And
I thought it was
like
already. I thought it was already all day breakfast.
They have their version of like the McMuffins and stuff like that.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I had eggs for dinner the other night. And yeah. at that point I realized I want eggs for dinner more often.
Oh, I frequently will have eggs for dinner.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I quite like eggs for dinner.
How glorious is that?
Yeah, it is glorious. But people with McDonald's too, like an all day breakfast, the problem was never really that somebody wanted an Egg McMuffin at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. What they wanted was breakfast at like noon.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, had because they, the cutoff point was like 11 or 11:30. And sometimes you show up at 11:45 yeah. and they've already switched their menu.
And
to
it
the
used
lunch
to be
hour.
Earlier too,
they
right?
Used yeah. to, you used to be also be able to get the lunch menu into about 5 a.m. too. And I used to go and get and arrive early when I picked
right.
up Roz to get a burger at 5 a.m. And then they stopped doing that.
So, oh, so that's the other thing too, is like, so at what point?
Yeah.
You know,
like breakfast, what point does breakfast end?
No,
quote
but what
unquote,
time
end?
Should it begin?
Yeah. So here's my question about McDonald's now and with yeah. something like Tim Hortons doing this. So if they offer all day breakfast,
yeah.
is everything else on their menu also all day?
Has
no,
to be.
No, the thing that it would do is they'll have all day breakfast, but lunch still starts at noon. They're not giving you burgers at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. Or
see,
5 o'clock.
See, to
in the
me,
morning.
That's the rub in all of this.
Oh, really?
Like, if yeah. you're going to do all day breakfast, your whole menu should be 24 hours.
I completely
if that's
agree.
If that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do all day breakfast, everything should be all day then.
Because you could arrive at McDonald's now
yeah.
at 11 a.m. and say, I want a Big Mac. And they're like, well, lunch starts at noon. And then you almost want to say,
start at noon.
Or sorry, lunch starts at 11:30 or whatever it is.
Right.
And you say, but well, I want a burger now.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the other problem that I think they need to, all those places need to fix?
Yeah.
That they're serving all day breakfast?
Yeah.
I'm not hating on McDonald's.
Sure.
But I've been to three different drive-thrus.
Yeah.
Three different drive-thrus at 12 o'clock in the afternoon trying to get breakfast.
Yeah.
And they've switched their drive-thru menu to the lunch menu. So I can't see the options of...
Right.
Even though they offer yeah, breakfast, yeah, yeah. they don't have the option for me to see the actual breakfast menu.
Oh, interesting.
Because they flipped it around.
Interesting.
They flipped it around.
And this is three different locations. It's not like I went to the same location.
I imagine it would be the same thing at more locations.
And I'm like, well, I want breakfast.
Yeah.
And the 13-year-old working the drive-thru was like, well... we switched the sign. I'm like, yeah. Well, how am I going
to
know what I want?
Listen, man, how yeah. am I? Listen, I need to see the picture of the hash yeah. brown before I order a hash brown.
Like,
I need to know.
I want a hash brown yeah. in my combo. I know I'm going to get a combo. I know I'm going to yeah. get my coffee.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to order an extra hash brown on the side.
Yeah.
But I need to know what my breakfast yeah. option. Maybe I want a breakfast burrito. Maybe I want one of the Jesus. Bagel ones.
Can you mix the combos? Like, if it's at 2 in the afternoon, you want an egg McMuffin with fries. Can you do that? I've never.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think
you
would have. Yes, yeah. because you'd have to order them separately.
I'll tell you, sometimes Maury picks me up in the morning and he stops at McDonald's and grabs coffee on the way. And I get into the car and I have been so close sometimes to just licking his face because his car yeah. smells so delicious. Because as he's sitting there waiting in line in the drive-thru, his car is just getting full of like the McDonald's smell.
Yeah.
Like it's full of it. Like I get in, the inside of his car smells like a McDonald's. Like it's so delicious. It's
I'll be honest,
so delicious.
So what's stopping you?
For
you. You.
You and your face.
Yeah.
Like, where's this
yeah.
line?
Yeah. What's your stopping face. You from licking me? You're stopping me from licking you.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
Massage time. Just kidding.
Oh.
Ask Roz and Mocha.
Yeah, I love this part of the podcast. Welcome, everybody. You get to ask your questions. We put up an Ask Roz and Mocha picture on Instagram every week, and the response has been really, really quite wonderful. And during Ask Roz and Mocha, we like to try and get somebody who listens to the show and the podcast to come on and ask their question live. So I believe we have Catherine on the phone with us today.
This isn't Roz's girlfriend, Catherine, right?
It could be. Oh. If he wants a new one.
Oh, is if
it?
I want a new one.
Oh, if you want a new one.
Jeez.
Oh, is that... Could you imagine dating two girls named Catherine?
No, nobody Roz? Could ever do that. No man or woman has ever successfully pulled off the cheat with two people with the same name. It's too confusing.
Hey, Catherine, before you ask your question, would you want to be like Roz's side piece?
I would think about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you like in a relationship right now?
Yeah, I'm actually getting married in October.
What? Wow. Sounds like you really love the guy. Catherine.
No, I'm just kidding. Roz works too much. I wouldn't want to be with him.
Oh, what is,
oh damn, savage.
Just got murdered.
What's your question?
I wanted to know what the weirdest or most embarrassing way you've ever been injured.
Oh, God. What are the parameters here? Like, are you asking if like somebody broke their penis? You know what I mean? Oh, like, remember when that happened to Dennis Rodman?
Yeah.
Remember when Dennis?
Well, I mean, if that happened, then I don't know. I kind of want to know a little bit because I'm a little bit nosy, but maybe I'll give you like an idea. So
do you have an embarrassing way that you were injured?
About a year or two ago, I cracked a rib when I sneezed.
Oh damn. And what did you tell people?
Yeah, I had to explain it. I literally said, I almost broke my rib sneezing. And they're like, no, seriously, what happened? I'm like, no, like I sneezed.
Okay, give us another one.
And then years ago, when I was a little bit younger, you know when you like fake punch somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my fiance now and I were sitting on the couch and I went to get up and he kind of like fake punched me. And I don't know what happened, but I fell and my kneecap completely popped out of place and I tore my ligaments.
Oh no.
Wow. Yeah, that's hard to explain.
Yeah, it's hard to explain because I don't know. I bug him now all the time. Like, oh, you have to be with me now after you broke my leg.
I don't have any, like, I don't know. I mean, I've been injured a lot. Like I've really,
an embarrassing one.
My rap sheet is what? What's
when
my
you were
embarrassing
walking
one?
Barefoot back from the store and bang and broke your toe on a rock.
That's not embarrassed. I wasn't embarrassed about that though.
Shouldn't you be that you weren't wearing shoes?
No, I wasn't. Maybe I should be, but I wasn't. I've been injured where embarrassing things have happened to me because I've been injured. I remember in the, I was young, I was in my early 20s and, both my lungs had collapsed from a condition I didn't even know that I had called spontaneous pneumothorax. So I was in the hospital and I missed all of fall that year. And
I never knew that.
And I was young and single and I didn't have a lot of friends. Interesting fact to this story, aside from family, the only people who came to visit me when I was in the hospital were strippers. Okay, so that's what my life was like.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's what my life.
Yeah, serious?
That's what my life was like. Yeah, yeah. And then what happened was, I was at the Mount Sinai, and I had this one nurse who was just so beautiful and friendly. And when you're kind of messed up on drugs, you get really flirty, and this happens a lot where patients flirt with nurses.
Yeah.
But I truly believe that this nurse was flirting back with me.
Of course.
And
you had all them strippers visiting you.
Yeah. Right. I look like. Yeah. Exactly. Well, I look like a hot commodity. And so I was in there, and I just spent so many days upon days upon days talking to this girl, this nurse, getting to know her. And then there was an outbreak of a virus in the hospital, and people who were susceptible to it were the people in my ward who had had chest work done and thoracic work done, as they call it. And so she comes in the room and she goes, "We have to do a test on you to make sure that you don't have this virus already." And I go, "Okay, cool." And I just sort of sit up, and she's like, "No," she's like, "It's a swab." And I go, "Okay, cool." And she goes, "No, it's not your mouth." And I go, "Oh." And she just grabs my hip and rolls me over.
Oh no.
Right.
The nurse that you like.
The nurse that I like grabs my hip and rolls me over, opens my butt cheek.
Oh no.
Does the swab, and then looks at me and goes, "Don't worry. We'll get you something for that hemorrhoid."
Oh no. So, like, what happened? Did you guys, like, hook up, or?
No.
Oh.
Nobody wants to date the guy with the hemorrhoid.
Oh, no.
You just tested for a virus. You can't pick up after that.
Dan Mori, do you have one?
Not like that, but I just remember once at daycare, I was helping put away tricycles.
You remember daycare?
Yeah, I remember parts of daycare, because I remember the lady that ran daycare.
He was 14 in daycare. I think you're forgetting a bit of Maury's story.
Okay, so
I was helping put away the tricycles, and it was a garage door, and I held the garage door by the two blades that sort of make the door go down, and it sliced my finger completely off.
Completely off.
What are you talking about?
Like, it sliced your finger.
You have all of your fingers. The scar, like, it was dangling there. And the funny thing is,
yeah, but more. Okay. Do you understand what completely off means?
Yeah, like, it's over there. I'm over here.
Right.
Yeah,
compared to
it cut your finger.
Yeah, the scratch that you have on your finger.
Like, I understand it as if it was off.
No, I understand I understand embellishment in a story, and I understand, you know, even sometimes holding back. With mine, it was actually two hemorrhoids. But I understand that. But the one thing you can't overestimate or underestimate is a finger being completely cut off. Yeah. You use the words completely cut off.
Meanwhile, all you did was just get a boo-boo.
Yeah, you cut your knuckle.
But in my memory, they probably
didn't even give you a Band-Aid for it.
They just washed it off.
Yeah, yeah, on the skin.
Yeah, you could still see.
Okay, did you have to go into an operating room?
Well, they stitched it while I was in the hospital.
So you
room.
Needed stitches.
Yes.
Okay. If it was anything even close to being completely off, you would have had a surgeon look at it.
Okay. So I cut myself in daycare.
Okay. Maury cut himself in daycare. Mocha, anything embarrassing?
Can you top that?
Like sitting on your own testicle?
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, sliding into something.
Did
that.
Oh,
yeah.
And that happened.
It's the worst.
That happened like maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm still like an adult.
Yeah.
And it happened at home. I went to sit on the couch too quickly.
Yeah.
And I sat on my own guys.
Yeah.
And I was in so much pain. I had to go to the hospital.
Really?
Because I was in excruciating pain.
Oh, wow.
And the nurse and doctor and then another nurse all had to
look.
Look.
Yeah.
And feel around
yeah.
and make sure that nothing else is wrong.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But you had a more recent situation where you zipped it up on your thing.
Okay. First of all, why do you remember all that stuff? Second of all, why are you the biggest friggin' snitch in the world? Like, we all forgot about that story about me zipping on myself. And here you are just telling everyone. Hey, Catherine, thanks very much for joining us on the podcast.
No problem. Thanks for picking me.
Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Okay, so I'm just going to say really quick. All this time, I thought it was Roz. Because Roz, one time in the podcast, talked about Roxy. And it was so sweet. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so adorable. He's my favorite. But then Mocha, you were so cute and so emotional the other day that my heart is like torn between both of you.
Was it the hemorrhoids that made you change your mind?
Don't tell me I lost two women because of that.
Well, to him, boys. Catherine, love you lots. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye, love.
All right, let's blast through some more questions.
Oh, my God. I'm dying right now.
Why the hemorrhoids bothering you?
Stop it. Ice cream, lick or bite?
Bite.
Yeah, bite. I don't know why either.
No, but I bite the tip and then I lick the rest.
Do you consider going to a strip club and getting a lap dance cheating?
No.
This is from Crystal. Oh. Okay, I think that, hold on here. I think that Crystal may have some baggage that she needs to unpack. Maybe we'll answer that one next week with Crystal on the phone. Why else would a woman write, do you consider going to a strip club and getting a lap dance cheating? Oh, maybe it's she's the one going to a strip club.
You think?
Could be.
I think it's an argument she's having with a guy that's in her life right now.
Yeah. Do people still go to strip clubs?
Yes.
Yes.
Yo, Maury.
Thank you, Maury.
Damn, son. All right, Ask Roz and Mocha. Every single week, we're going to post a picture that simply states Ask Roz and Mocha on Instagram at Kiss925. Feel free to ask any question that you want. Then you will also have the ability, potentially, to join us on the podcast to ask your question live.
Before we go, and we can all give one-word answers here to this question. Okay. This was from Shan Rebecca. The question was, do you believe that honesty is the best policy? I will go first. Yes. Mocha?
Absolutely.
Maury?
No.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.